Want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, wait.
Hello? A little bit. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Turn that radio down. How many times, how many years have you been listening?
Oh, about 6 months. Oh, wait. Let me, oh, well.
If you don't turn it down, I'm going to the next call. But anyway, what is your
comment? I just want to talk about the position of the White House staff that's above Condoleezza Rice that you were mentioning.
Right. I couldn't think of the name, and it was coming off the top of my head, but it was newly created under this administration.
Yes. His name is Don Geronimo, and he's the... He's above the National Security Advisor, so he's the go-between. And his claim to fame is that he has big hairy balls, actually, and he tickles Michael Mara's taint on occasion.
Well, let me tell you that. Since you know all that, maybe that's where you should stick. And I think I've heard your voice before, and that's how you smell.
How often do you fart?
And as you see, people get ignorant by the call.
Shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Washington, our number is 877-365-3636. You can also call 1-800-636-1067. Or try our super double secret Washington, D.C. number, 202-432-1067. But please, don't call us.
I love bitches!
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Uh-huh.
People do judge you by the words you use. When you speak well, you command respect.
Allen Line 1 is not available right now. If you haven't received your prize, stand over and kiss your ass goodbye. F off from Infinity Radio.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
Say, Whitey.
We'll talk with Phyllis Dillon. Continue with him. I hadn't done his homework and he was afraid to take a history test. Well, he was praying for snow. And it was a blizzard. The little girl reminded him that, hey, you prayed to get some extra time to study for the history test and made him go out there and study. And he got him a 59, which was a failing grade, but then the teacher gave him a 60 and passed the fourth grade.
Country music sucks. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
I'm out here with you. You don't know what it's like to be me out here for you. It is up at dawn, dry, swallowing siege that I will never fully tell you about, okay?
This is Ghetto-licious.
There's over a million kids that are unsupervised. They're below the age of 15 and are unsupervised in the afternoon. Now, what does all that mean to us? It means trouble. I call this the danger zone.
No, he's not retarded.
Between 3 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when your teenage pregnancy happens. Between 3 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon, this is when crime happens. Between 3 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon, this is when kids get involved in gangs and they participate in gang-related violence. I would like to ask every Californian to join me in that drive to make sure that every elementary school and every middle school in California has an after-school program.
No, he's not retarded.
That's right.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
All that aside, I've never been a big fan of death.
Death can be an asset. Death tightens a company.
Just wonders what the saints are doing.
I didn't understand you, sir. No, I was right the first time. I don't understand you.
Well, thank you, sir, whatever that was.
I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Yeah.
You know, we found out yesterday that just because we weren't on the network, those guys, they were still here.
Yeah.
They're here today, but look, they're all wearing their executive suits. Look at them. I've never seen them dressed that nicely. What's wrong with them?
Yesterday, they all just had WJFK t-shirts on.
No,
follow. A true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of faith. And his soul torn apart. View discretion advised.
Beautiful suits, but short pants.
Well, it's still warm. It's like that. You got to move so I can see the temp. Well,
look at
the temp.
77.
There, I see. Rob, you were standing in front of the temperature sign.
Surprised you couldn't see around me.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Fantasy Draft and all the ships at sea. They always fill the booth with entertainment.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo in Mega Man.
Retard. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. From 106.7 WJFK, Don and Mike show, a new episode on this Wednesday,
September 3rd.
Right.
From D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, call 877-365-3636 or the super secret number 202-432-1067. And here he is now.
Hi, Don and Mike. Let's go back here.
Let me just say, he's been right there for... My gosh, Buzz, I was talking about this with my wife almost 20 years.
Amazing.
I've been looking over there and saying, there he is.
Hi.
Ben Franklin. Well, now say it now.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah.
Is anyone missing?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up.
Did you wash the ass today?
Someone called for a doctor.
And here we are. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
106.7 WJFK. At 3:08, it's the Don and Mike show. And we were here yesterday, and everybody in WJFK land got to hear us. And a lot of people on the network didn't get to hear this.
That is correct.
Didn't get to hear us. We're not going to dwell on this. We'll just tell you what we found out yesterday and now what we found out today. Hello? It was not our decision yesterday not to have the show aired on the Westwood One radio network.
We know that it is airing today on the network.
Right.
And that's all we know.
But we also knew that September 2nd was going to be a very important day, and we certainly talked about it ad nauseum. Regular listeners I think know what's going on. We don't know exactly what's going on.
Apparently there's stuff going on, but we don't know about any of it.
No, we don't.
We really don't. That's the truth.
Yeah. And, you know, we're prepared to do the show here today. I hope you like it. It won't really be that different from the other show. It's just it's a WJFK show.
Right.
Because as far as we can figure out, they're really the only radio station that we work for.
That's true. And we're going to, as we said yesterday when we were just on WJFK, if we get any more information that's relevant,
we'll let you know.
We'll pass along that to everybody on WJFK and those others of you that are listening.
Yeah, and we mean no disrespect.
No, not at all.
Towards the others of you who are listening to the show now, please trust me. If you've heard the soap opera play over the last 2 years,
well, we'd give $1 million not to have to do this. It's frustrating. Well, it really is.
I don't know. I might give $2 million too. It's a sucky situation.
It is a sucky situation.
We're not going to get into it, but we're glad the show is on. 310 and 106.7 WJFK.
Right.
So that's, we're doing the same show today.
I know.
As we did yesterday.
I just said right.
The same.
It's the same state that I was in yesterday. it has become more amusing to me than it is stressful. I've decided that as opposed to stressing, I get amused. You know, when certain things happen.
I'll tell you this, you know, every day, and you find this hard to believe because we just do such a piece of crap show every day. But every day I actually, on this little dumb computer thing, I actually do keep a log of what we do and what time we did it. And I actually sit down and try to grade our performance on any given day.
Yes.
And yesterday, of course, well, Mike, as you know, the report card is full of A's.
Straight A's across the board. It's pretty amazing.
Straight A's. But yesterday, really, I could say, and look at my face, the face that I shave in the mirror, I could look at that face and say, yesterday was an A show. And it was an A show yesterday because we weren't worrying about all the other crap that's going on.
Yeah.
And I've
chosen to still not worry about it.
And I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, well, whatever goes, goes.
It is definitely, and I say this with great confidence, it is definitely out of our hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
For now.
Until certain higher-ups can arrange to come back from, you know, luxurious vacations and...
I'm not even going to predict.
Fantastic board meetings.
I'm not even going to predict that we might come back in a few days and have an angry show. That's not going to happen.
No. No, there won't be an angry show. There really won't. A lot of people were waiting for us to go off on the Philadelphia station or that situation or even yesterday. We're not going off.
No.
This is it. We're here to do the show. And guys in the back room, you don't have to hang up on these people.
Hey, and we've got more
that are calling
things.
Up.
We've got more important things to deal with today.
You're goddamn right. We have our fantasy draft today.
Yeah.
And, man,
one day a year, I get into this.
We have got it covered this year, thanks to CBS Sportsline.
Yes.
We have an actual draft board here in the studio and stickers with everybody's names on them. And perhaps even more importantly, tomorrow night, for the first time, I think, ever, we've gone to Redskins games before.
Yeah.
We've always done that thing where we mill around with a bunch of people.
Right,
I don't
right.
think we've ever gone, just you and I, as
both. We've gone to a lot of baseball games together.
We've never gone to a football game. But tomorrow,
we've gone to a hockey game together.
But never to a football game.
And I'm pumped. And I'm pumped because, you know, it's the opening of the season. And I'm, you know, I'm normally, I don't think I logged a game last year.
And I'm pumped because...
You're going to get a chance to see me just get S-face.
Well, I get that every day. But I'm pumped because not that I don't love having my wife at the games with me.
Right.
But when I bring my wife to the game, generally it's looking at her watch or text messaging someone, or her favorite thing to do during the game is to get out her binoculars and try to spot people in the stands that she knows, friends that she knows.
And I think we root the same way, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun. It really is. And
exactly.
I can't even describe how we do it, I know we do it the exact same way.
I know what we'll do. Tomorrow night we get to the stadium. Redskins go up big. We'll be happy as pigs in F.
Totally into it. In fact, I couldn't think of a better team to watch them mop up on.
Sure. Redskins get hammered. We'll be happy as a pig in F.
Doesn't matter. It'll be the little guy factor.
Either way.
Either way, it's satisfying. It's satisfying.
We're guaranteed to have a good time, and I'm so glad you're coming.
Yeah, I'm psyched. And you know what? The fact that your seats are on the cover.
Yeah.
That doesn't hurt. I'm kind of looking forward to the Mud Bowl, but, you know, who knows? They say it's going to rain. It's not going to rain.
They don't know. They have no freaking idea. I heard one of the weather boys on Channel 9. What's the redheaded boy's name?
They got a new redhead?
Oh.
Well, what's his name?
His name.
Ken Brew?
No.
No, he's long gone. He was a sportscaster.
Whoever
anyway.
This boy is, and he must be getting some estrogen treatments or something.
Is it Howard Hillary?
That's right.
Is it another she-male?
Hillary Howard.
Howard Hillary.
Apparently is going through some kind of procedure now, I believe. It was a man who's becoming a woman.
Oh, so Megan McGrath recommended that.
So when I was watching... No, Megan McGrath has the teeth thing happening.
She's got teeth. She was at the Colin Powell Middle School the other day for opening day of school.
Sonny Jurgensen looks at that TV and laughs. And goes, look at those teeth.
Right.
So I was watching Howard Hillary this morning who was saying... You know, and he's got that weird Peter Brady thing in his voice where his voice is breaking up halfway through. And he was... He was saying that he thinks the weather will be okay by game time tomorrow night.
Yeah, of course he's got to say that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So anyway, you count on a monsoon.
Glad you. It doesn't matter.
It'll be a blast.
You're in the club section, baby.
And you're my designated driver.
And wait till you get the biggest surprise.
What's that?
At halftime when the helicopter comes down.
Yeah.
And it's, what was her first name again? Vargas?
Jacqueline
Vargas.
You're my casino host.
You're a casino host.
Here are your tickets for your bets, Mr. O'Mara.
Hello, Don and Mike show on WJFK. Hello.
Welcome back from vacation.
Thank you. Well, we were back yesterday, but thank you.
Okay, you're not up here in Legacy anymore. I'm listening to you on WJFK.
Philadelphia, we realize that.
Okay, I'm just saying hello, welcome back. You still got listeners.
Well, that's good. And I hope people that are on the fringe of Philadelphia can still pick us up in Baltimore and enjoy the show in Ocean City. And
okay. They might have to move closer, though.
Yeah, move closer. Move out of the
city. Good idea. You might have to move like...
I just said the Legacy.
The Legacy. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Whatever.
Hello. Not in my show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
happy Zep Teplin, everybody, incidentally.
Zep Teplin.
Zep Teplin. Whereas I think Tim's just doing just Zep Teplin. Zeppelin? Zep September.
How would you do it?
It's September. September.
September. That's it.
Hello there. 106.7. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Got you up in Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine, for sure.
All right. There you go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's for. I thought that was go for the Red Sox. I have a Patriots, too.
Okay, well, listen, thanks for the call. You know, don't know, really don't know what to say. You guys don't have to check in.
Right. We know you're there.
It's our understanding that the network turned the button today.
Yeah,
to turn it on, but we're working without a net again today because they were very afraid that at any moment you or I or perhaps even kindly Buzz,
Crazy Buzz,
will go off the deep end and start screaming and yelling.
That's what I call him all the time, Crazy Buzz.
Crazy, could happen.
Crazy, crazy Buzz. But that won't happen today, because today's show is just a jam friggin' packed.
And we have serious business to take care of today.
Well, you know, the fantasy football, everybody's in a goddamn fantasy football.
And I've made
now.
A decision, too, which is
for your number one?
Yeah, only in the last, like, 30 seconds, 20, right before we went on the air.
Will you write it down for me?
Huh?
Yeah.
Write it down. Yeah, I know
it's between a couple of guys. Mike's looking at picking number one.
Because you're my buddy, I'll write it down, and because you're giving me a ticket to that game tomorrow night.
Okay. And I promise I won't tell. Although, like with Matt, we're doing the draft in a couple of hours anyway. Mm-hmm. But write it down.
Hey, see?
I would have taken him. He was number one. I thought number one on my board, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Number one on my board. On my draft board.
Even though I got bad feelings from seasons past.
No, nope.
with another running back from that same team.
Don't worry, just because. Well,
you remember back when
Natrone.
Okay, don't give it away.
Most people called him Natrone.
Doesn't matter.
You called him Natrone,
right?
But yeah, you know, most fantasy football leagues started like a couple of weeks ago. And imagine if you're in a league and your draft was like 3 weeks ago, and you said, "I got the number one pick. I'm taking Mike Vick."
Yeah, right.
Then he breaks his leg, and you're screwed. So it's, you know, as it turns out, it's a good thing that we waited. One thing I did want to mention that we alluded to yesterday was, I told you that story when we were on vacation about the pizza dude that got his head blown off.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that on CNN last night.
They showed it again?
They're showing it continuously because here's the update.
Is it still the screw up by the cops?
Well, here's the update. The Papa John's guy goes into a bank and has a sign saying, give me money.
Right.
Or there I'm, or there's a bomb that's attached to me. That's what I told you yesterday. Right. And I saw on TV when we were on vacation, they had this guy handcuffed, the hands behind his back, and all these police cars around him, and the cops like ran scattered to call the bomb squad, and the next thing you know, boom, the guy's head blew clean off.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, last night on CNN, they said they went to the where the guy lives, and his roommate, who was also a pizza guy, two happening guys, his roommate had been brutally murdered.
Wow. Yep. So the plot thickens a little bit.
But anyway, I guess my point here is that if you want to see a guy get his head blown off on television, there's still a chance to catch it, because they're still showing it all the time.
Amazing. I mean, and
they pixelate it out.
And no suspects as far as who might have done this.
No, not a clue.
That's amazing. With all that effort that went into like putting the bomb on the guy and the whole thing, I would think they'd have some answers about this.
Not a clue. And when I got to a word today, hey, Robbie.
And apparently there was some sort of custom-built collar on the guy. And from what I could tell, it almost looked like a handcuff. You know, it can get tighter but not looser.
That is really
weird. And they
really
examined
weird.
It and they said, this was custom-built. This is not a manufactured item. So whoever did this to this guy, or if this guy did it to himself, they built like a special...
Well, there's no way the guy could have done it to himself, right?
The latest theory I read is that he did, that it was his bomb. Yeah, I think that's what police believe at this
his
point.
His bomb? Either way, for one brief moment last week in Ohio or Pennsylvania, wherever this happened...
Erie, Pennsylvania.
The people who were watching it live, they did get to see a guy blow his head off on TV because they had the cameras on him. Wow. Now the replays that they're showing, they're doing that thing like on Cops.
I haven't seen that.
Where they pixelate out his head. Watch CNN.
CNN's running a lot. I just can't believe a guy would...
Yeah, you never know, though. You never know what's going on.
Just to follow up from yesterday's episode,
you think maybe he killed the roommate, then made that little collar for himself, and then blew his own head off?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Have they been able to determine whether... I'm sorry I'm asking so many questions that you can't answer, but that's what I do. And could they determine like whether he had like a remote control device in his own hand?
He had his hands handcuffed behind his back.
So they don't know what set off the bomb or how.
And then just as a follow-up on this, when I pulled into work today, the Papa John's guy was in my parking spot. So I called upstairs to Colette and I said, hey, would you please ask, you know, I'm sure somebody up here was enjoying a wonderful Papa John's pizza. Would you ask the guy to come and move his car? Because it says, you know, reserved.
You didn't say anything like, if you don't move your car, I'll blow your head off.
When he came down, I said, hey, how you doing? He said, of course, broken English at best with this guy. He gave me a look that said, are you speaking to me? And I said, hey, too bad about your friend. And he went, huh? And I said, you know. Like that.
Was he aware of it?
He said, his head got blown off. The guy delivers pizzas because the guy had... No, Ed, I think he was saying that I was threatening to blow his head off.
Oh,
he said,
you have to be careful. Yeah.
I will move the car.
You have to be careful with the language barrier.
And I said, that's why, move the car. I'm worried about...
Reserved parking.
I'm worried about you Papa John's guys.
Reserved parking or head to blow off, please.
And again, I know what happened when we were on vacation, but it caught my eye, and the video is out there, and it's cool.
Well, in that, like, car wreck kind of way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. And I've seen it...
You probably can't stop looking at it, and you're being honest, because, I mean, everybody else is going to stop and stare at it.
I've seen it enough times that I've become,
desensitized, right?
Desensitized to it, that you see... After you see it enough, you go, oh, hey... And you start calling people in,
Right.
And I'm down, I'm losing people in my house.
And also, if it is pixelated, it's not, it's not what it must have been for the people that saw it live. I would imagine that would be a little bit more. Yeah.
What a great day to be watching TV.
Intense.
But so now it's just, I used to be able to call the boy in and ask him to see this stuff. So now it's just really, it doesn't work with her. I go, hey, come here. I got it on TiVo. I got it.
I'm surprised at?
It's the guy that got his head blown off.
That they're, even with it's pixelated, that they're showing it. Didn't they make that kind of... journalistic we're above it rule where they don't, the guy that blew his head off with a shotgun, they wouldn't show it.
Here's the thing. You see the guy with the handcuffs behind his back, and then the camera moves away for a second, and you hear, then the camera goes back.
And you just see the body.
And he's still sitting up.
Oh, really?
Then you just see pixelated stuff.
They agreed not to show that stuff over and over again, only on non-pizza-related crimes.
Pizza exemption.
Anyway, it's not bad. It's pretty good. It was the best thing that I could find on TV last night.
Yeah.
And one other complaint I have with Spike TV.
Yes.
You know, and God bless Spike. Which Spike was it?
Spike Lee.
Spike Lee
sued the, and then they settled.
Went to court. Right. So Spike TV is on, and last night I get home from work, and I'm watching Star Trek. The most annoying thing, I'm used to all of the stations having the little thing in the corner.
I know where you're going.
On Spike TV, mm-hmm. if you're one of the three people that happens to watch this channel, hi, Buzz.
Hi.
One more, and we actually start a club. every minute, in the right-hand corner, a little cartoon guy comes out with a can of spray paint and writes Spike TV.
Yeah, that's enough to turn it off right there. Too much activity.
And then runs off the screen.
Yeah. Now, what are we seeing on Spike? Anything unique? Any unique programming?
No.
same old stuff for men?
Wrestling.
Oh, God.
Star Trek. And apparently every kung fu movie that's ever been released is on Spike TV.
So in other words, they didn't think it out.
Did you check in yet on Gary the Rat, Kelsey Grammer show? The animation looks like it was done by me and Mike.
Oh, really?
Because it is so bad.
So they really just didn't give it a whole bunch of forethought.
Why bother?
Yeah, why? Why when you can say it's the male network, the first men-only network?
And don't you think a Playboy could take it with that?
Exactly. Or any of the 590s.
I wouldn't say Playboy counts as a male TV channel anymore because it's so soft core.
No, Playboy's done a few things that I bet Spike TV would like to do.
Well, of
like
course
that
they
night
would.
Calls, what was it? Night Calls 411911?
Let's say you're watching Night Calls,
right?
And it's two hot chicks that are topless talking about what they'd like to do.
Yeah?
You go two or three channels down the dial,
yeah,
and you get actual guys and girls and money shots and...
You go a few channels down and they have... It's like called Quick Clips or something like that, where there's another chick that's sitting there talking to guys on the phone, but she's doing a lot more stuff.
You know,
do.
It's like when we call those 1-900 numbers sometimes.
Well,
the show, and there's more than one guy.
What's disturbing about it for me is when you'll see the girl who'll do something, and you'll inevitably hear the guy going, yeah, I'd like to. And you just know that it's this guy that looks like, answer me these questions, three.
Yeah.
And he's saying things to her like, why don't you take your hand and put it there? And it's just, it totally kills it.
Yeah.
Now, if it's a woman, but even the women that do that, and the women that are on those interactive shows, they sound like big piggies, too. You know, it's like, I want you to take your hand. Oh.
So anyway, Spike TV, that's the point on Spike TV. I know it's Spike TV. Don't write it in the corner of the screen because I already know it.
Right.
And then you get into a problem. I was watching, Channel 4 the other night, and they were borrowing a highlight from somebody, and it was borrowed three times.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a highlight that was originally on CBS, then I guess an ABC station ran it, then Channel 4 got it. So you had the CBS logo, and on top of that, the ABC logo, mm-hmm. and then on top of that, the NBC logo.
And then a guy came in and wrote Spike TV over.
Yeah. Anyway, that's...
No, I have a guy in the upper right-hand corner going, you're watching television.
Hello, 106.7.
Yes, sir. Don, I wanted to see if you were to talk to, watch the, on speaking of Spike TV, the Joe Schmo show last night.
No, you know, I saw the ads, and it looked too stupid. It appears
to
be
the funniest goddamn thing you've ever seen. This guy thinks everything is going on. Oh, my God. I sat there and laughed. Some of his expressions, he's like a fraternity boy that got thrown out. And he gets on that show.
I think that show is like a private IQ quiz. That's the way I looked at it. How dumb are you? Will you watch?
An idiot. Oh, I'm an idiot, too, but it's hilarious.
Well, I don't mind watching other idiots if the idiots are funny.
I didn't.
But I haven't seen it, so I can't make past judgment on it.
I just saw the ads where they said, if you love Joe Millionaire, you'll like Joe Schmo. And it was just the guy saying, I'm just Joe Schmo.
I just watched the TiVo Mad TV, which is all I watch now. there's so little crap on TV. I watch my TiVo'd Oprah with a fat camera, which is the funniest Oprah bit they've ever done.
Hello, Don and Mike, 106.7. Hello.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, JFK. Hello, we're doing great.
Good. I'm calling from Toronto here. I just wanted to let you guys know the last couple of days they've been doing best ofs, but today...
Really? Hold on. We have a newsmaker on the phone right now.
Hello.
We have a newsmaker on the phone.
Well, you got to give him a little slack. The whole SARS thing, you know, they've had a stressful summer.
They're shaken.
Oh,
they're really shaken up.
I heard that too. That SARS is coming back.
Oh, SARS is coming back.
Yeah,
SARS
coming back.
How is the SARS thing going up there? Y'all calm down about that?
I thought it was never a big deal in the first place. There's a few people in the hospitals. The CNN played it up with all the masks and everything. I didn't see one person wearing a mask in the whole city.
Really? All right.
And it mainly it mainly strikes Chinese people,
yeah,
right?
Big deal, but it was really.
Am I wrong about that?
Seems to be. I don't like to make those sweeping generalizations.
Then I believe we're safe.
Yeah. I think we're okay.
I think we
And perhaps it'll help us in our negotiations with North Korea.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, WJFK. Oops. If Rob, you can ask that question, Rob. If
you know, you make light of it, but who's going to do the laundry?
Hello, 106.7. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, you guys are talking about Playboy. You got to watch Naughty Amateur Home Videos. That's where it's at. All the rest of the programming's crap, but that stuff is awesome.
Is that on Playboy?
Yeah, they show everything.
Yeah, they do. They don't show the money shot, though.
No, they don't show the money shot.
Yeah, see, so you can't really say they show everything.
Is it hosted by Tom Bergeron?
Hello, Don and Mike, JFK. Hello.
Hi, I was wondering if I could ask Don and Mike a question.
Okay. Turn your radio down.
Okay.
Notice the restraint here.
Good job.
Notice this.
Yeah.
Come on, yeah.
The call being there.
Yeah, you figured it out.
There you go. You piece of garbage. What can we do? What can we do for you?
I was wondering if you guys had any advice for me on how to make my boyfriend last longer in bed.
Talk.
Yeah, Rob said talk.
Talk. Do you do stuff to him first?
Yeah.
Don't do stuff to him then.
How long does he last on average?
Maybe 5 minutes sometimes.
Five minutes is pretty good.
In my experience, you've hit the jackpot. You have the Lance Armstrong of sex if your husband or boyfriend can last 5 minutes. Let me just tell you, anything above 5 minutes means he's thinking about something else.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Now here is noted sexual expert,
Joe
Ardinger.
What were you dining on before you came into the studio, Joe?
Barbecued ribs.
Joe's not just a name. It's an idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beginning of the Don and Mike Show does not mean it's the beginning of a radio show. It means it's chow time.
It's a four-hour buffet. Yes, Jordan.
Is she still on the line?
Yes, she is.
Honey?
Yes?
When he starts getting really built up.
Oh, God, Joe.
Whisper in his ear very softly. Daddy, no.
Oh, that's wrong. God.
Oh. Joe.
My work.
Something
that's
tells
the funniest goddamn thing you've ever
something
done.
Something tells me, though, Joe's heard it before.
Oh, my God.
Something tells me he's heard it.
Oh, my God.
He's heard it. He's lived it. Oh, he loves it.
Joe.
He knows it.
Oh, man.
Hello, 106.7, Dot and Mike. Hello.
Wow. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Wonder if you guys have watched Nip Tuck.
I have.
Nip Tuck? I always
thought that's on cable, right?
That would be a great name for a Chinese DJ.
Nip Tuck.
Hey, Nip Tuck, will you?
How are you? This is a Nip Tuck show.
No,
it Nip Tuck.
Have to be Nip, though.
Nip Tuck.
Get it? Nip.
Nip Tuck, yes. Nip Tuck. You've watched
the name of it. Yeah, I like it a lot.
It's about plastic surgeons, obviously.
Yeah, one of whom is very horny.
Really?
Yes.
You got your soft porn yet? Guys using knives. All in the same show.
Hey, hello.
That could be a two-man show.
How you doing, Joe? This is Nip Talk.
This is Nip, and I'm a Talk.
Oh. Hi, I'm Nip,
and I'm Talk.
Watch and say much more music.
You're listening to the Nip Talk Show.
Now, now we're really getting into it. Now this is where we go nuts. Good morning. This is Nip.
My name is Tuck.
How you doing, Joe? 3:33. You got to be to work in. 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. And you got my abacus.
Hey, beer, toast, and a coffee time.
27 minutes to get there. Norman Lean Brown.
I'm Nick, and I'm a Tuck.
Get your ass out of bed.
Good show, though, huh?
Yeah, like it a lot.
Okay, thanks. See ya.
Good time. Later, guys.
All right, later.
Good time, sad. Bye, all.
Later. Dude. Hello, Don Mike, JFK. Hello.
Yeah, are you guys out in Redding, California?
I don't know where we're on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. Mike's gotten the information. Yes, we are.
Yeah, we are on there.
I just went over Giddy Creek. Giddy Creek.
Don't care.
All right, great.
We're over there.
Good enough.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Tune us in. Thanks.
I was just faced down in Veronica Lake. Hello? Hello, JFK. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
We're doing very well, thanks.
I just got to say that I feel sorry for the rest of the country because they don't get to hear you guys.
Well, we've felt that way for years.
And you should.
The whole country doesn't get to hear us. 40 stations get to hear us.
There are major areas of these great United States that don't get a chance to share.
What's up with that?
In this fun every day, and I feel terribly sorry.
That's one of the questions we have, Buzz. What's up with that? Mm-hmm. What's up with that? But we're happy with our lot in life.
Yes.
I do want to tell you
the state of New Mexico, for example.
Well, we burned that bridge pretty good.
We did, but I...
Albuquerque.
But now that's right. God, you pick any state, we've had a fight. we've had a toe-to-toe in every state.
Just because they were going to have a meeting to decide that they were going to make Mexican the official language of a town in Texas.
And Texas, are we on in Texas anymore at all?
No. Listen, the list is it's dwindling and it's getting smaller every day, which is why we're happy... Just to be right here on WJFK, and I want to, well, of course, we're not heard in Nashville, so I can't mention this, but a guy who I know named Jerry House, been a morning guy down there for a long, long time, and this guy, for the longest time when I had chatted with him, one of my DJ friends, he would always say to me, why are you so concerned about being syndicated? Why are you so concerned that you do well in your hometown, be happy with that? And I was thinking about all of those things that he had told me on and off over the years. And then I read, the poor guy collapsed and had like a brain aneurysm.
Oh, dear.
Wow. Yeah. And I guess he's doing okay now. I don't know.
Was he a big guy?
No. He was like thinner than Buzz.
Wow.
And much better looking.
I heard he was big.
Much better. No, he wasn't big as a house.
Sorry.
And Rob, no, he didn't spell his last name H-A-U-S with the umlauts.
Like the Alpine house.
The house. Hi, welcome to the house.
Ski house.
Hello, Don and Mike, 106.7.
Hey, guys, when you're on the club level at the Redskins stadium, they got a new restaurant you got to try. It's called the Austin Grill. Highly recommend it. All-you-can-eat buffet. It's kind of like Tex-Mex mix.
You're talking to the wrong person because you're a buffet guy.
Yeah,
even with your diet, you're a buffet guy.
The protein diet, I can do it. I went to the all-you-can-eat rib joint last night for dinner.
Oh, you'll love it, then, Mike. They got ribs.
Hey, fantastic. But see, I don't eat them with sauce, though. I can't eat them with sauce.
But it's a little spicy, but it's really not when you look at what they charge for a hot dog and a beer at the place anyway. So,
yeah, tonight you're gonna get an unusual treat as you and I drive to FedEx Field because you're going to see my anger increase as we get closer and closer to the stadium.
Do you have any kind of special parking or anything like that?
I have an orange ticket.
I bet you I can get you better parking.
How can you get better parking?
By going like this.
Like they have a special retard section.
Oh, okay. All right.
So if you go like this.
In my parking place. So you're going to see me get madder and madder.
I'll be with you on that one.
As we get near the stadium and the traffic.
But I'll be in the back seat because the boy already called shotgun.
Robbie, you already called shotgun, Rob? But Rob's
I know how to get that shotgun seat back. I know exactly how to deal with Rob Spiewak.
How?
He knows. We were on the same brainwave.
Are you going to pay him? You're going to pay him to ride shotgun?
No, I will buy him beers.
Oh, I got you.
I will buy. What, do you still do beers at the game?
Yeah, but I have a source for free beer.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I know.
Only one thing left, Mike.
Right, only one thing left. My powerful right hand. You'll have to catch me.
but you're going to get my anger. And it happens.
You know I hate sitting in the back. Though he's the boy. He sits in the back.
We cross the Wilson Bridge. When we get to Arena Drive, that's when I get mad. And because I'm realizing I'm paying an arm and a goddamn leg for the right to park a mile away from the stadium.
Will you be offended if I bring a six-pack to work tomorrow?
What, to pay the boy?
No, just to bring with me as we drive. There's no reason, while you're getting angry in traffic, I can't enjoy it.
No, knock yourself out. I'm the designated driver.
Cooler?
Yeah.
All right.
If you want to bring the cooler.
Just checking.
But then you're really going to hear me get mad when we get inside, because even though I have great seats, which I pay a king's ransom for.
Can you bring a flask into the stadium?
Well, you know, the thing is, since 9/11,
they
got that thing. Although you could get this thing that my kid showed me down at Clemson.
Oh, really?
I think I told you about this. It's a pack.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a fanny pack.
Right.
But it goes inside your clothes, down by your genital area. So if they were to feel, it's a squishy little
just feels
pack.
Like you have giant balls.
Yes, and what it's got a gigantic straw.
Right.
And what you do at some point during the game is you act like you're going to go take a leak, mm-hmm. walk into the men's room. Now, it's not the most sanitary way to get booze in.
Right.
You go to the men's room, and you stand there like you're peeing, and when you unzip your pants, you pull out the straw, and you put your glass down there.
So if there's a little asparagus taste in your drink.
And you fill, okay. You fill up the glass and you drink.
That'll be fun.
Wow. But you're going to see me get the maddest tonight, tomorrow night, when I'm able to show you all of the just absolute stinking morons.
People really are just idiots.
That sit in my section. Yeah, there's one old guy in front of me that's okay. Every once in a while, he'll just turn around to people and go, "Hey! Hey, hey, hey!" And everybody responds to him.
Just because nobody's rooting?
Well, no, because people are over-rooting or under-rooting or there's an old guy right in front of me who, no matter what someone does, they just piss him off.
Do you know what I'm going to do? Are there ever any hotties in the section at all? In your section, ever?
We've been in this section for this is the sixth year.
Zip.
Mm-mm. Without my wife there.
See, because you know what I remember?
You'll be the prettiest girl there without her.
The greatest sporting event that we ever went to was that game we went to at Wrigley Field in Chicago. And remember those guys that sat in back of us because there was a beautiful girl with great breasts and a great body.
Yeah, but
and they were doing this cheer, and they weren't cheering for the game. They were actually cheering, and they were going, "Come on, big!" And then they'd say the words describing her body, but they'd mask it in the form of a cheer. I've never laughed harder at a sporting event in my life. That's what I was going to do.
But that was a Cubs game where they were like right. 100 games out at the end of July.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, think of Vargas. Think of, what was it? Was it Jacqueline Vargas?
Yes.
Think of Jacqueline Vargas. Tomorrow night is the opening. It's the opening for the season.
So it's going to be all the power brokers and stuff like that?
Let's wear our tuxedos.
Tuxedos.
You know, you were kind enough to give me the game, your tickets for the Patriots preseason game with the Redskins. I wanted to ask you about, behind you and to the left, there's a family. Are they always there? I mean, yeah. It looked like the whole crowd, and the huge, there's a very big guy behind you to the right.
Yes, there is.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly?
Now, here's the game to play, though, and I'll be able to hip you to all the games up in this section.
Right.
One time in the last 6 years, the paramedics actually had to come up there
for him
and get that guy. Yeah, the
wow.
guy that's
really?
Directly behind him.
Because he
had some rotisserie chicken brought up. He did.
Really.
That's the other big fallacy that you're going to see me get mad about, where they talk about how you can order and they bring the food mm-hmm. to you.
They don't.
Well, no, they do, but it's not instantaneous, and it's still you're still at a stadium. Mm-hmm. So even though she takes your order, what you then have to do is you pass your credit card down, and you know every guy that's in line gets a look at home. 4217.
Hey, tomorrow night, your food, your drinks, comps.
Thank me. Thank you, Jacqueline.
It's the least I can do for you, baby.
Jacqueline Vargas O'Mara.
Perhaps I'll lay some down on the game for tomorrow.
And I believe my wife, in her infinite stupidity, is going down to that ridiculous mock concert tomorrow night on the mall. I said, "Why would you want to go?" She said, "Well, because a friend of mine has a car and we're going to go down." I said,
"Isn't she a big Good Charlotte fan?"
I said, "You don't like Britney Spears. You don't really like Aerosmith. You don't like Mary J. Blige. You don't really like Aretha Franklin. Plus, it's going to just be one gigantic B.O. pit down there with the humidity and
be muddy, too, if we get any rain.
300,000 people down there. And, you know, they're continually hyping this every night on TV. It's mm-hmm. like the third story. It's like, first story, high school kid killed in a tragic accident. Second story, we think we know what caused the giant blackout. Third story, Washington's putting on its best face for the NFL experience.
Hi there.
Have you ever thought about throwing a football, catching a football, punting a football?
Yeah, no need to go out in your own backyard and try it when you can do it and stand in line and wait to do it.
And, the thing that makes me laugh is it's all the same crap as when MCI Center opened. They're saying this is a source of pride for Washington.
Yes.
And the schmucks on TV, who I guess somehow got wrangled into this, their whole angle is, now, we got to get this place full, and don't forget, you are representing Washington, and you're telling the NFL that we deserve a Super Bowl.
No, you tell the NFL you deserve a Super Bowl if your team wins.
Well, I don't know. You know, at some point we'll have to tape it over the next couple of days, so I can just play you the tapes of this absolutely prearranged hysteria.
Well, it's the same thing that they do at the Super Bowl every year. Right. Identical. No change, no innovation. Why should they? The NFL is hot. There is no need to do anything innovative.
And really, if I see, and I know that I'm on the side of Coca-Cola here, no offense to Pepsi, but if I see one more report on TV telling me what a great time it is and how I'm not being a good citizen by not going down and spending money to show the NFL that I want the Super Bowl to come here, if I have to see one more shot of, and this is brought to you by the NFL's partner, Pepsi, mm-hmm. and new vanilla Pepsi, also brought to you by, and there's like 8,000 different sponsors.
It's big super deluxe money.
It's a horathon.
We're controlled.
And I mean W-H-O-R-E, a horathon.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it rains like holy hell tomorrow night. No offense to you idiots that are going down to that thing, but you deserve it. You're dumb enough to go down there and think you're going to get a real concert. It's a TV show. It's a TV show. You're not going to...
Live on tape from the mall.
You're not going to be able to see... What's Britney Spears going to do? She's not going to... Now, I go if she makes out with Aretha Franklin.
She looks... The only redeeming thing is that she does look better. She gets better and better.
Yeah. And you'll be close enough to see her if you're one of the 350,000 people that crams down there?
If I call Jacqueline Vargas, I'll be in the front row.
And Buzz has now here in the weather, more rain through tomorrow and through Friday night.
50-60% chance, they're saying, tomorrow night.
So rain the whole time.
Yeah, it'll be nasty, though.
But we are sending Lisa, just so you know, because we want to have a presence there.
Maybe Lisa will mud wrestle with Brittany.
We're going to send Lisa Herndon and, Lisa Broyhill.
Yes.
Lisa Herndon Broyhill, LHB. And she's going to have a bullhorn.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to instruct her to yell things at the people.
Very good.
You know, just harmless stuff like,
yeah,
you know,
fun.
Pepsi Vanilla made me sterile.
Oh,
you know, harmless
totally
stuff.
Innocent. Yeah.
You know, Paul Tagliabue touched me.
There
just,
you go.
Just to get a laugh.
Just because nobody questions anything anymore.
Right? Okay, we got a break now. If you remember yesterday, we were so dangerously close to finally ending the secret sound contest that we just gave out the answer on the air.
Yes.
We gave out the answer.
I've forgotten it already.
We want to be done with this contest. We want to move on to the next thing, which will be, incidentally, in keeping in the great tradition of this show, the next thing will be something we've already done before as well.
Very good.
But it'll be something everybody likes, like the cash call or something.
It'll be
like
something that people have enjoyed previously.
But now, here you go. Please, mercifully end this contest. Be the 100th caller at 877-365-3636. It's 347, Don and Mike on WJFK. First time and it's not good.
What the?
I almost said the F word.
Don't say that word.
You know, this happened yesterday as well.
I know.
Happened yesterday. You just get it.
We're not even in traffic yet, and you're getting mad.
Get it out and one of these.
All right.
Okay.
See how she works now.
On 106.7, we'll be right back.
It's broken.
You know what? It blocked up.
Oh, I think you broke it by tapping it on the microphone.
It was broken before I tapped it.
Yeah. I know.
Hello?
Hello? I don't think so.
Just give me the other one that doesn't have the...
Hey, what happened?
On the end of it. You know, this is just us trying to be nice anyway.
Yeah.
Listen, for all you board ops out there on the stations that are still running this essentially local show, the new out cue is going to be when they sing WJFK.
All right.
Okay? And we tried to fancy it up so they went WJFK. But what happened to that, Rob?
You know what? If I can find a razor blade, I think the tension is wrong on the card.
A razor blade.
And incidentally, our technology in this studio dates back to the early days of the Andy Griffith Show.
I like to call it retro.
There's no need for digital technology in this studio.
Now, you know what digital technology is right here? You did it. Your hands.
Digital.
Your fingers.
Fingers?
Your fingers, these hands. Okay, I'm just waiting now. Waiting on you, sweetheart. Waiting on you.
Well, he's fixing it. I mean, you said you're going to use this.
Yeah, but I thought he came in to get it to fix it.
Well, he's fixing it, so let's see.
All right, well,
who's fixing it?
I think Johnny is.
Norman?
Johnny Norman. He's a good worker.
He's in the draft, too. Yeah.
Yes, he is. He has the, as I look up on the draft board, he has a third overall pick.
Wow.
Yeah, once again, I'm at a decided disadvantage.
Why? You have the first pick.
Yes, but the draft board is literally, I'd have to be in The Exorcist to be able to see that draft board.
We'll be right back on 106.
WJFK.
All of that for that. Well, and the traffic still is longer today?
Yeah, here she is.
A WJFK Metro Weather. At a minute until 4. More good news from Buzz. More rain. Rain today. Rain at the game tonight. Low tonight, 68. High tomorrow, 80. Right now, it is 80.
WJFK.
If you really want to test them out, why don't you try the old Jerry Lewis trick?
Jerry Lewis.
I heard when Jerry Lewis left a meeting, he'd purposely leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about him.
That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
WJFK.
They have the best radio show on the radio. Don and Mike.
Right. It's a Sabian here.
Oh, F you. Almost 4 o'clock. Don and Mike at 106.7. Let's get a call number 100. Give away this money. Hi, Don and Mike, WJFK. Hello.
Hi, Apollo 100.
Yes, and you are?
Karen.
Hi, Karen. Where are you from?
Ashburn.
Thank you. What buzz?
Sharon, I think.
Sharon?
Sharon or Karen?
Karen.
Karen.
Karen. Ah, Charlie, I need my lyric choices. Here you go. You've won tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Queens of the Stone Age, Saturday, Nissan Pavilion. Go to nissanpavilion.com. And is there a man in your life?
Yes, there is.
What's happening? Did Charlie throw that at you?
He threw it at me.
His name is Charlie, actually.
And then he hit me.
He's related to Charlie?
No, the name of my life is Charlie.
The board does not get moved.
What?
You moved the draft board.
I did no such thing.
We all did. It fell down.
It fell because it wasn't properly fastened to the wall.
I was afraid of that.
Our fantasy football draft board, is that what you were pissed about?
That it was moved?
Oh, yes.
It would probably stick better over there.
Yeah, but we wouldn't be able to see Buzz.
Isn't Buzz coming in here for the draft?
No.
Oh, okay.
Buzz is staying in his room.
All right, there it is. Okay.
Honey.
No.
Anyway. What's up? Broyhill sitting in your lap now?
He's sitting on my lap now. He's always loved me.
Hey, incidentally, Charlie Broyhill, married life, yeah. Agreeing with him? Wouldn't you agree? You and I certainly are no,
we're nobody to talk. Yeah, he's getting big.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome to the
family. It started before I got married.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but marriage has done nothing but help that process along.
Not the cooking.
It's good to see you get a little fat, though.
Thanks.
Does she cook for you?
No. No, sometimes she does.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes.
What's her specialty?
What is she going to cook? Look, you know what he likes?
Cooking.
Yeah, what is she going to cook him? A gummy bear casserole?
He likes processed foods. he likes preservatives.
Spam, Vienna sausages, this kind of thing.
Pop-Tarts, seriously?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a whole pantry here. Always has.
His magic file cabinet full of preserved goods.
Absolutely.
Listen, darling, you've also won dinner at the Crystal City restaurant. But let me tell you something that's great about this restaurant. Baby! It has hot girls, great food, and I'd like some documentation of this. A clean atmosphere.
Oh, it is. Mm. It is. It's squeaky clean.
Well, describe the atmosphere.
The atmosphere would be...
bathrooms?
It's got clean...
Areas where the girls dance?
I'm not sure. You know what? I'm not going to go on a limb for that.
Listen, I'm sure it's as clean as is necessitated by local standards.
Clean or not.
Anyway, naked chicks and really great sandwiches. www.crystalcityrestaurant.com. Now, I hope you were listening yesterday. Were you, please?
I was.
Then we're going to be able to end this contest and put everybody out of the misery. We'll play you the sound, give you 15 seconds to noodle it through. Don't answer until Mike sings like, and this was selected at random moments ago, Mike.
Bette Midler.
Is it getting windy in here?
It is.
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Only secret sound number 4. We had about 10 of them ready to go. But like everything, we've lost interest in the contest. Gotta start something new. So good luck to you. Here's Mike.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? You are the wind beneath my wing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow, Mike, you are my hero.
Oh, thank you, baby.
All right, honey, here you go.
Do it
right now.
I would guess that it might be a totes umbrella clicking shut, perhaps.
What color?
Bingo! No.
Rob,
no.
We were good We don't need the color.
Winner!
Congratulations!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
A totes blue umbrella. And then the thing where you close it and it's
clicking shut. Not closing, but clicking shut. You had it perfectly right.
That's it. Congratulations. Enjoy your $500.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Oh, and what station are you listening to us on?
That would be the Washington-based WJFK.
No need to say the Washington-based. From now on, just say...
That was just yesterday?
Just say WJFK.
WJFK.
In fact, the question of whether we would even ask her what station she's listening on would be irrelevant right now. We just say thanks for listening.
To WJFK.
Right.
Thanks, hold on.
Thank you.
But you know me, I like doing that. What's your favorite radio station?
I understand.
I'm still a fan of that.
Of course, Bruce.
What's yours? If we call and ask you, you know, I once worked at a station where they did that, where they would give away like all kinds of money, but they never made the calls live.
Mm-hmm. Right?
The calls were always taped. You know, if we call and ask the name of your favorite radio station, say WLS and win.
Right.
Well, one day I had the greatest fun. Bill Price was the guy that did it, and he was a guy who had a real happy, friendly. Hi, it's Bill Price.
Bill Price, here we go.
What's your favorite radio station? And the stuff that never made it on the air, like when the people would go, the WMAQ?
Right.
And he'd go, no, I'm sorry, I'm calling from WLS. Well, that station stinks. One year at a Christmas party, they played all of these outtakes that apparently to get the winner, you know, and that's the magic
had to
of radio.
Through, right.
They made it sound like every person they called magically just said WLS and they won the money.
Right.
When in fact, it was like one winner for every 100 calls.
Wow.
Because they didn't do it with send us a card.
Right.
They really just sat this guy down in a room with a microphone and said, here's the phone book.
Totally at random.
Start calling.
Wow. Sure. We should try that. We've done that before, where we've called the phone book just at random, and it's fun to go through just the people that I don't listen to the radio.
Yeah, but now the whole thing with getting their permission.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I completely forgot about that.
That effs it up. You know, we didn't get to this yesterday. You know, I see all of the telephones ringing. Keep ringing. That was a Jerry mode. I was just saying, I see all of the phones ringing.
Right.
It's a good sign. Keep ringing. I'm not sure if we're going to answer
Jerry would say ringing.
Ringing. Because I don't know if we have answers to what people are calling with questions about today.
Right.
I guess. Well, somebody wants... I don't know. Hello? Don and Mike, WJFK. Hello?
Hello? Linda?
Hello!
Well, that's Charles Bronson checking in. Hello, 106.7.
Yay, can I speak with Don and Mike?
Okay, you only get one shot at this, like Eminem sings. It's you. You're on.
Rob, are you knocking back a little tuna back there?
I'm not up to it.
I just smelled tuna. I thought it was tuna fish.
Guy did not get it. Okay, so Jerry.
Means my cold is gone.
We're gonna move past the phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna move to Jerry. This telethon this year, and if you read the post today, Tom Shales, who normally has a fantastic cynical side to him,
yes,
wrote a very, very humbling tribute to Jerry.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I say BS.
We've disagreed with Mr. Shales in the past.
You know, I mean, when it comes to Kathy Lee Gifford and cheesy television...
We like the mean side of Tom Shales, not the loving side of him.
But this thing today, I don't know, Rob, you got a copy of the post around. Did you read that thing today?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, first off, as I mentioned yesterday, the appearance of
Jerry...
The
thing that I noticed about is when he said in the first thing... Only the coldest hearts could resist Jerry.
Here we all are.
Hi, it's the Don and Mike show. So the thing is, and this picture doesn't really even do him justice, but as I was mentioning, the top part of his head looks like Burt Reynolds as he is now with the bad hair and the Mako commercials. And then from the eyes down, he's Jiminy Glick.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is just Jiminy Glick.
Amazing.
And I'll give Tom Shales his due here that, you know, Jerry, look at this picture of him.
I didn't see
it. Look at the picture, how out of it he is.
Yeah, where somebody's walking up, he's like, what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll give Jerry his due that, all right, he's on these meds that are making him look real weird. But the point is that this year's MDA telethon, more than any year in recent history, was really all about Jerry and
haven't they really always been about Jerry?
But it's over the top this year,
right? But what I'm saying is,
the reason, you know, as I defend us all as having the coldest hearts, only the coldest hearts. I was thinking about that, and you know, but he's right.
Having a cold heart has gotten us this far in life.
Yes. The thing is, though, it is not about, I've never believed in my heart of hearts that it's about the kids. I believed it's about Jerry's career. I'm sorry, and call me a cynic, but that's the way I feel about it.
Cold-hearted cynic. Now, I'm even going to play you this tape of, and they mentioned the kid's name here, a kid from Baltimore named Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie's accomplished quite a bit, too. He has all the stuff that he suffers from, but he's written 5 books, and his Dauntless Smile was inescapably inspiring. Yes, that's true, but when I play you the tape of this guy having his first scripted conversation with Jerry,
mm-hmm.
please note that the kid says nothing like, the money you've raised is really helping, I'm getting better, my friends are getting better, we've got a greater awareness now of muscular dystrophy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything the kid said is, Jerry, you're my hero.
Okay.
Jerry, you're the man. Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. So much Jerry.
It's the Jerry Fest.
Let's start. I know it just happened over the weekend, and we should have done it yesterday, but we just didn't have time. Here's Ed, and Ed, incidentally, also, if you want to chart this.
There's a little Shales when he describes what Ed looks like. He wrote a great Shales line about what he's put together with cellophane, and like Scott said, how did he describe the way Ed looked? It was pretty amazing.
Ed falls apart as this thing is going on.
Oh, really?
So yeah. Right now you're going to hear Ed at his best introducing Jerry on the telephone. As opposed to all the clips they've been showing and the giant caricature that was behind him.
Right.
Now, for the first time, you see Jiminy Glick waddling out on stage and having to sit on a, what I'm guessing is a steel-reinforced chair. I mean, really. There he is. And now Jerry's opening remarks. He's very shaky here.
Does he say anything whacked out at the beginning?
Well, you be the judge.
Okay.
He's very shaky. I mean, by that I mean he's physically shaking.
Twitchy.
They didn't give him one of those lavalier microphones that you would just, like, clip to a jacket lapel.
Right. It's a lot of breathing, obviously. He's having a little trouble. I mean, the whole reason he's as big as he is because the medication to make him breathe.
Right. They gave him a microphone that he had to hold.
Okay.
And that was bad. Tom. Donnie Mike, 106.7. Tom.
Dude, isn't it kind of depressing that every time he sings "You'll Never Walk Alone," he's promising all these poor kids that they'll never be able to walk alone?
Let me noodle that one through, Tom.
No.
Tom, that's a little
I don't
too deep.
Think, I really don't think that's the intent of that
That's a little
song,
too deep. No. Here's Jerry's opening remarks. So right now you're getting the very best Jerry Lewis there possibly is.
Okay.
He's fresh. He's relaxed.
Okay.
He's ready to attack the day.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Jerry, you're the king.
See, this is what it is.
Let's hear it for Jerry.
It's Jerry.
Why he's there.
He's only been on for 4 minutes. Let's hear it for Jerry.
Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Meanwhile, some guys out there doing the thing, you know, come on.
Keep applauding.
Who's in the crowd?
Didn't it sound like there was the lull and then they started up again?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, really, to be honest, half the people are looking at him like... The elephant man.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at him going, oh, I turned on to primetime Glick.
Right. The crowd they bust into Television City. They could not.
Is that where they do it, Rob? They do it at TV
they
City?
They used to do it in Vegas. In the past couple of years, they've done it at TV City. It looked like one of the studios we were in when we were out there for the
Television City in Hollywood.
I'm going to have to shave again. Thank you so very much for that lovely welcome, and good evening, and welcome to everyone out there. Welcome in your homes to Telethon 2003, an endeavor this year that is no less than it's been for the last 52 years for me. It's an endeavor where we try our very, very best to keep your attention and to keep you focused on the fact that we have people in trouble, and we're here to try to repair that. We do it in a variety of ways. We try desperately to give you entertainment.
There's desperately.
Comedy,
that's
song,
the first
dance.
Use of desperately, right?
And you're also going to hear marvelous a lot.
The information.
Desperately and marvelous are two of the main words.
Desperately marvelous.
to see me. This insidious disease and all the neuromuscular diseases go away. For the children in the country that watch right now, for those of you that are healthy and you're fine, we want you to stay that way. We need to...
Okay, so right there, you might hear that. Well, that's the same Jerry that we met.
Yeah, and that's fine, and we've never argued with that at all.
Now, here he is. He's going to introduce... You think you're coming on the air at was it 9 o'clock, Rob?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. You got your largest audience next to the sign-off. You want to come out with the act that's going to, boom!
Who are we opening with this year?
Tap dancers.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you, right here and now, three generations of hoofers. Here they come, and watch them. They're dynamic. Hit it. Arthur, go.
Now, the tap dancers come out and do their thing, and then afterwards...
Well, how come we didn't enter... Arthur, is that the name of them?
Yes. Arthur's one of them.
Yeah, there turned out to be like 40 of them.
And, oh, all right. Now, after the routine, you get a timely remark from Jerry about a celebrity passing.
I think that's a pretty good way to start the show, don't you? Pretty wonderful.
I agree. You have a show that you're allegedly saying has the biggest stars in showbiz.
Yeah. Started out with unknown.
You're on the Love Network.
Right.
Coast to coast. You're on Superstation WGN.
Right.
You want to get that younger demo watching and pledging?
Yeah. Tap dancing!
Where is Anita Mann? Where could that girl be? Anita Mann is probably the best choreographer in the world. And I want you to meet her, because she does this for us every time we need it.
Isn't it great just listening to him talk?
Sure. Acknowledge the brilliant talent.
Jerry being serious.
Anita Mann.
And Jerry's at his funniest.
Yes, she's great, Jerry. Come on, Jerry, be Jerry now.
So nice to have her again this year. And this time she wasn't drunk, and it helped a great deal. Thank you, Anita. The tribute that those wonderful young dancers and the older dancers made to Gregory Hines was a tribute that he certainly deserved. And we lost an incredibly wonderful friend this last week when Gregory passed on. And we'll remember him every year that we do this, because he was always there for us. Now, I would like very much...
Do you ever remember seeing Gregory Hines on his... I don't. Maybe he was.
You know, and here we go again. Being the ultimate cynics, we have to... I wish somebody would check the record and see how many times he was on the show.
Here's Ed. And,
Ed, together with the Scotch tape.
For whatever reason, when Ed comes on, they play the Marine hymn.
Well, because Ed's a Marine pilot.
Yeah, okay, right. But still...
I know.
He's Ed.
He's Ed. Marine fighter pilot.
This is just
Jerry.
This timeless banter with Ed and Jerry.
And a gentleman I could hardly do this with anymore. Though I asked him 33 years ago, would you do me a favor for an hour? And he's been here since. 33 years of joy and 33 years of support
years
and friendship.
Waiting for it to be his show.
It's called a career move.
Hear about. But he's there for me all year. Every year.
You got nothing to do.
These last 33 years, and I'm deeply grateful and honored to present him once again. My right arm, Ed McMahon, ladies and gentlemen.
And they claim that, you know, from the halls of Montezuma, I could be a war hero, Ed McMahon.
Yes.
Modern day John Wayne, Ed McMahon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry. Looking just as frail can be.
Yeah.
And I mean, not Jerry.
Very nice, thank you. I was watching you on one of the television monitors backstage.
Yes.
And I just realized, this year there's so much more of you to love.
See, that's because Ed can't say you look like Jiminy Glick.
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah, I just realized. Yeah. You're horrific.
No, you gotta.
There's more of you to love, Jerry.
Little tacky.
More of you to love.
I just realized you're making the children cry.
I'm gonna miss him.
I hate to correct you right at the start of the show, but numbers are very important to me.
Yes.
This is my 36th year with you, not my 33.
No, hold it. There were 3 years we never could make contact with you.
Remember, you were loaded every night?
I was in Alaska, right? Anyway, I'm back again, and you're stuck with me.
All right, I love you, Ed.
I'll go to my position.
Okay, and let's get some work done.
That is when Ed bends over.
Now, here's Jerry.
What are you going to say then? I'll go to my position.
That'll go in there with, I'll be over here if you need me.
That's more than a dollar, huh? There you go, Jerry.
Here is Jerry's first botched intro of the night.
Very good.
Okay. Here is a salute to the stations that make up the Love Network. Without their help and dedication, we'd hardly have a chance. I would like just to be talking to each other, and I'd like to have them talking. Well, please look at, you're going to do something. Run that so they see it.
From the bustling streets of New York City to the snow-capped mountains.
Wow. Did he get testy this year?
On occasion.
Probably feeling his own mortality a little bit more, so he's not going to be as mean as he's been in years.
On occasion, now. We have so much, and we have so little time to do this today. I give you a choice here. You can hear Jerry mindlessly ramble about TV graphics, his nonsensical story about firemen, or timeless banter between Jerry and Tony Orlando.
Oh, Tony Orlando. Go right for it.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend. You know, Tony Orlando's no slouch in the face department. His
right.
face looks like a kite. And he's also, you know, he's showbiz guy.
Oh, he anchors WOR New York. Oh,
okay.
Baby.
Okay. We go to New York, ladies and gentlemen. We go to New York for this wonderful talent and a friend of NBA for a long, long time. Who am I going to introduce here? Oh, yeah. The guy. Oh, right. Yeah. Probably the best Puerto Rican I ever met in my life. And you know why? Because he comes from the Jewish section. My dear friend, Tony Orlando, ladies and gentlemen, in New York.
His dear friend.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Thank you. Hello, my friend.
Thank you.
We are about to celebrate that $3 million and that $15 million, $3 million and that $15 from Martha Hernandez in the Puerto Rican neighborhood here in New York City with New York City is synonymous with Broadway. Hairspray is a smash hit Broadway musical comedy. Jerry.
Here's a stream of consciousness for Tony Orlando.
It is 1962. It is filled with the beat
great
and the energy
of
the times and also happened to win eight Tony Awards, including Best Musical.
Now, why the hell is he why is he out of breath? He sounds more winded than Jerry.
This thing with Maddie, is this the first time the kid gives the speech about Jerry?
Yeah, he was only on twice, so there was one, I think, in the second hour and one in the last hour.
Play a little bit before we get to the break. This is the kid in Baltimore who Tom Shills wrote about in the paper, has the disease
brain.
And I guess, you know, it's what they do on this telethon. They trap the sick kids out to get you to call and tug at your heartstrings, and I'm all for that. I get the gig.
Right.
But just listen carefully to what this young man has to say, and let's count the number of times that he doesn't talk about the disease or the help that people are giving or the doctors. Let's just listen to how many times he talks about how great Jerry is.
He can hit the bell when he
yeah.
Jerry.
Okay.
Our ambassador of goodwill, our 13-year-old miracle.
And this poor kid is just a puppet.
Can't be with us this year. He's struggling a little bit, and he and I are terribly disappointed that we can't be together. But thank heavens for the magnificence of our...
Jerry scares me, Mommy.
We're going to...
You don't have to go see him this year, dear.
Our station in Baltimore.
He'll be on TV.
We're going to talk. Are you there, Maddie, my dear? There he is. Maddie.
Now he's a cute-looking, brave kid.
Right, very brave kid.
And you expect that you're going to get the usual, you know, please send your daughters to help MDS.
That's what we need.
I hope you heard that nice reception, Maddie.
Thank you very much. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, my friend?
I'm having a little bit of struggles medically, but I'm glad to be here with you.
Well, at least between the two of us, we're keeping Blue Cross busy.
Yes, definitely.
I sure miss you, Maddie.
I miss you a lot, too. But I'm very glad that I can at least talk to you over the satellite. I mean, thank you for doing this so much. And I understand that I'm not the only one having medical struggles. And I know that you have also been having a lot of trouble lately, but you are truly a hero because you still brought us together today on Labor Day to tell us we love you. Keep helping us win our fight.
I will, Maddie. I promise you I will.
Does that sound like the maybe mom or somebody sat with that kid
before? I don't know. You know, it just gets back to our original point about this thing. It's Jerry. It drives me nuts.
They bring the kid out and
we get a lot of heat when we talk like this about it, but it's been the same all the time.
It's true.
It
kills us.
It's true. And you said he's a brave kid. He's a very brave kid to be doing that. But, you know, and if people donate to the cause, it's great. But it's just the Jerry thing. Jerry.
How about the spectacularly unfunny John Ritter?
Yes, please.
I want to share with you 8 simple rules for getting the most out of watching the Jerry Lewis MDA telethon.
Too busy to be there.
Is this John Ritter?
Yeah, but he was
John Ritter doesn't sound like John Ritter.
He was nice enough to tape something for Jerry.
Everybody said, hi, this is John
Ritter. Jacqueline Vargas.
Rule number 1, drink plenty of fluids. It's a long show. You've got to keep hydrated. Rule number 2, do some simple stretches before the show starts. For example, spell love.
L. O.
Right.
V.
E. Feel better already? Rule number 3, dress up as you feel like it. Get old G-Paw's tux out of the attic. Sing along with Jerry and his friends. You could use a...
Get G-Paw's tux out of the attic.
G-Paw, would that be Grandpa?
Hey, G-Paw, where's G-Ma?
Is that what they say that on Three's Company?
A spatula for a microphone. You might want to close your curtains before you do that so people won't see you privately. Might just be me, but rule number 4. Get personally involved in fighting muscular dystrophy. Find a bowl or a hat that nobody's using. Collect some spare change from your friends and neighbors.
You know, I'm watching this. I'm thinking, what we really need is a telephone to keep John Ritter off television. Spectacularly unfunny.
Yeah. John Ritter.
Okay, now when we come back, we're getting into the good stuff. The first timpani of the night is coming up.
Does that screw up the numbers at all?
Yes.
Very good.
Tony Orlando sings... Purple Rain.
Very good.
By Prince. Jerry has timeless banter with Celine Dion. And her accent is more effed up than ever. Jerry and Ed weird out a 16-year-old with the timeless banter. Then we have sucking Larry King's ass. Ed,
I think you can get hit on that
Ed's,
one.
Sucking Jerry, Larry King's butt.
Much better. Dump that up. I think you're gone.
Sucking Larry King's hindquarters.
Yeah. That had to get through.
Then Ed starts to slur. Then when we get to hour 17, that's when it's all me, me, me. It's Jerry, me, me, me. Ed misses a cue. The ladies in Jerry's life, me, me, me. His theme song, me, me, me. Another cut, me, me, me. Let me thank you, me, me, me. Timeless Bander with his son, Gary Lewis. And then Charo.
Of course.
Jerry has a brief argument with the stage manager.
Of course.
Jerry yells at the orchestra.
Sure.
More me, 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 me. Shameless plug for himself. The one I played for you yesterday where he says anybody that doesn't contribute is a retard.
Right.
Tote board. Ed F's it up. Jerry says it's marvelous. Jerry makes his first popsicle reference of the night. Clay Aiken.
Oh, dear.
$1 more timpani. And then Jerry singing.
Ah, yes. There it is.
That's what we have for you.
Very good.
Because that's what we do. Much like the Elvis thing. We're the only guys that still hold on to this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're the only guys that see through this, that see, okay, it's a good cause and it's a good telethon and lots of money's been raised, but it's a career for Jerry Lewis.
It is indeed. And you know, in the words of Dennis Miller thinks Jerry Lewis is funnier when he's being serious than when he's trying to be funny. That's
anyway,
true.
4:27, and we'll be right back. Don and Mike Show on 106.7.
WJFK.
Now with longer tracks, we have more time. Car Cunning.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face-to-face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
Geronimo and Michael Mara.
That's right.
You can't
That's right.
broadcasting in black and white as an Infinity cost-cutting measure. The Don and Mike Show.
So we'll be here tomorrow. Now it'll be slightly truncated because of the Redskins game and the hoopla.
Larry thinks they'll win. Am I the only one?
Tomorrow we'll still have on the show Mr. Skin. Also joining us live in studio, hey, parent of the year, Paula Poundstone.
Very good.
Live from the stadium, we'll have Sonny Jurgensen. And Lisa, well, this is for Sonny. Lisa will be down live at the Idiot Fest.
Very good.
Downtown. With all the people in the giant lunch raw. We're waiting for the concert thing.
Right.
We played a tape there a second ago from King of Queens. I don't know if it was last week's Inquirer or the one that's out now. And I wish I had thought to bring it in. You know, Big Frida gets those things at the beach.
Right.
And she says that she gets them just for us, even though we only go to Ocean City, you know, on our vacations, like in July and then again at Labor Day. But she gets it year-round, and it's okay with me if she has to say that she's getting it for us.
Right.
Even though she reads it.
Mm-hmm.
And she highlights stuff that she thinks I'd be interested in. Well, I think it was last week's Inquirer, page 3. Good placement.
Yeah.
The entire page, Leah Remini featured. And the story is, Leah Remini stole my husband.
Ooh.
With direct quotes from Angelo's ex-wife.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
Man. Yeah. No, that's a long time in coming.
Yeah, excuse me. What happened to the microphone? Yes. And less than flattering. And a sign that the late Leah Remini has made it to the big time.
Yeah, she's on page 3. That's great.
There she is.
It's not like page 3 in Britain, though, is it?
No.
No. There was no nude photo of Leah.
And page 3 in Britain has a picture of Bruce Willis's D.
Really?
Bruce Willis was swimming. The deal is, I got sent a picture of this on the internet today. Bruce Willis was swimming naked and coming out of the water.
Who sent you that? You follow up on
friend.
Who the hell sent you that?
Do you have to know?
I don't know. But
do you have to know everything, Mike?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Don? A fellow fan.
Here's a picture I thought you'd enjoy.
I went to HudsonHawk.com. I went to DieHard.com.
Here's a picture I thought you would really like. Bruce Willis. Is it exposed completely or is it under the water?
No, he's walking out of the ocean.
No.
And first of all, you know, you should know better than to walk out of the ocean naked because, you know, you're twigging berries.
Shrivel up.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
George Costanza said you have shrinkage.
Right.
So they're taking pictures of him, and whoever the girl is that he's with now, some European model, put a towel over his head, his big head,
right.
The one on his shoulder.
Right. Meanwhile, his little shriveled up, was it small?
Hard to tell.
Pardon me?
Hard to tell.
Really?
From the file that I was sent, it was hard to tell.
Well, it probably wasn't that big then. I mean, I would think that if it was big, you'd be able to tell.
Well, you back me into a corner.
How?
Because now if I say it was big, you'll call me a faggot.
I will not.
And if I say it was...
I will not. I would like...
It appears...
If you could possibly give an assessment of how many inches you think it was.
Oh, God, I don't know. 36?
You're becoming decidedly uncomfortable with this discussion. Yeah.
Anyway, you can see Bruce Willis naked, if you want.
Don, thought you might enjoy this photo. A friend.
Yeah, okay, let's drop the charade. Okay, a friend?
I sent it to him.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Hey. I sent him all the mail nudes, all the ones that I get from my pals.
It's 4:41. On JFK. I don't want to talk to... Well, we have someone who has a lot to say on the topic of Jerry Lewis and the whole telethon.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike on WJFK.
Hello, guys.
Well, hello.
Hi, Don.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Don. Hey, Hi. Buzz.
Hey, Tommy.
Hello, Tom.
Hey. Tom, how do you feel about Jerry Lewis?
I saw that he was sick. They shooting him up with cornerstone.
Hey, very good. That's right, Tom.
Yes, now, Tom, you don't have muscular dystrophy.
No, I do not.
Tom, how do you spell fat?
F-A-T.
Very good.
How do you spell Jerry?
J-E-R-R-Y.
That's great. How do you spell obese?
O-B-O-B.
How do you spell Ed McMahon? Take it word by word. Ed
A-N-D.
Mm-hmm. Mick. Mick, like McDonald's.
M-C.
Very good.
Man.
M-A-N.
And how do you spell telephone? Telephone.
T-H-O-N-E. T-H-O-N-E-R.
Right.
Phone phoner.
Do you have one, Robbie, or are you just...
Yeah, I was going to ask if he could spell telephone, because, you know, he wants the pledges on the telephone.
Right.
Tom?
Yes?
Telephone, Tom.
Spell telephone.
T-H-O-N-E.
Phone.
Right. Now, listen, Tom.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, big game.
Big game.
At FedEx. Mike's...
At FedEx Field. It's the Redskins against the New York Jets.
Yeah, now Mike's coming with me to sit in my seats. Are you going to be working at the stadium tomorrow night?
Hell no.
Why?
Because they only have the school people doing the programs now. They don't need other people like us. And I don't
want to even want to ask.
Yeah.
How would you categorize like us? What is your group?
Don and Mike.
No. When you're talking about people who work at the stadium, and trust me, when
haven't you worked at the stadium for years?
I have.
My wife and I and my son would go to the games when he was still here, and we'd take that escalator up to the club level, and to me it was just, no offense, Tom, the worst place in the world that you want Tom Gavin to be representing the Redskins selling programs, because as you would get off the escalator to what's supposed to be a semi-fancy schmancy level of the stadium, there's Tom. Sweating profusely, steam coming off his bald head, going, like a program!
Part of the charm, though, and how many years have you... You've done it for years, Tom.
Yeah, I've done it down at RFK Stadium, and I've done it at FedEx Field.
So did they fire you?
I don't know what the heck they did. They effing fired my ass. Oops.
Whoa! Tom, they really did?
Yes.
Tom, would you have a message for Redskins majority owner Daniel Snyder?
Hey, Daniel Snyder, why don't you hire me back as a program seller at FedEx Field.
I can't believe they fired Tom.
Yeah. Are you sure they fired you, Tom?
Yes.
Did someone call you and say, don't come anymore?
Yes.
Who called you? Did Dan Snyder call you?
No. The guy with the programs.
What did he say to you?
He said, we don't need you. We don't want you back.
Oh, Tom.
Ouch. Hey, that sucks.
That's awful,
that
Tom.
Sucks.
That's awful.
Did you ask him why?
Yeah. They don't need... They said, the sign I put up on the table, I said, programs for $5, and I said, Don and Mike rule on a sign.
Did you say that when you were in the stadium?
No, I put it on the sign, and I put it on the table.
God bless you, Tom.
Well, I hate to think we had anything to do with that, but I want to tell you,
do you think there's any way that they, no, they wouldn't.
No. But however, I'll tell you, Tom, that both Mike and I are very close friends with Daniel Snyder.
Yeah.
And we're going to mention it to him tomorrow night.
Yeah.
At one point during the second, maybe third quarter, what we're going to do is go up to the owner's box. He's going to slip into the pocket of our pants, either my slacks or Mike's, depending on who's got the most keys and change.
Right.
And we're going to carry him out of there, and then we're going to have a little, you know, man-to-hand conversation.
Hey, basic little persuasion session.
Because what we're going to do is, you know, he's small enough for us to hold him in our hand.
And then at one point, if he's being difficult, we'll threaten to step on him like a roach.
Yeah.
For you, Tom Gavin.
Yes.
Are you still rooting for the Redskins?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
And how many years you've done this, Tom?
I've done it 26 years at RFK, and I've done it like 30 years at FedEx Field.
A total of 56 years.
30, yes, I have.
30 years at FedEx has been
and
open.
26 at, no, Don, it was 26 at RFK, 30 years at FedEx, and Tom, how old are you?
I'm 42.
That's right. He was there when they opened FedEx Field in 1973.
Yeah, FedEx was 7 years old.
Right.
Hired by George Preston Marshall.
And I worked down there and opened the damn FedEx Field with what's his name? The old owner.
Jack Kent Cook.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, now there's an owner who hired Tards.
Yes.
Here's an owner who saw...
Tom agrees.
He saw the value.
Now you've been fired.
I say you guys fire my... Can I say it?
Go ahead.
Ass on the game day program at FedEx Field. And I'm getting sick and tired of them
jackasses telling me what to do. Mm-hmm. I'm coming down there tomorrow night and get my job back.
Good for you.
All right, Tom, we're behind you.
Hey, Tom?
Yeah?
Make sure if you see us, act like you don't know us. How much was a program? How much did they cost?
I think $5.
Okay, and let's say I wanted to buy four of them.
You. Four?
How much would that be?
$25.
I would have held them on.
Let's say I wanted to buy three. How much?
$15.
Hey. Let's say I gave you 20. How much do I get change, or is that not enough?
You get $5 back.
Bingo.
Well,
there's no reason this man should be fired.
That's true.
Tom, come down there tomorrow night. You know what? By the time I get to the stadium, I'll take up your cause.
Mike will be nice and juiced by the time we get there.
And also,
you will never be fired from this show.
Hey, listen to this, guys.
What?
At Channel 10, I'm running for the board of directors, and I need someone to help me write the list. But anybody's out there listening, can give me a call.
You know, we don't have a telethon for Tom.
No, we should.
We don't. We don't have a we don't have a radiothon for him.
Hasn't he really done it? You've been there every year. Hasn't he done it every year?
Yes. Even when we were going at RFK, he would still scream my name. Yes, he's been selling programs for the Redskins. Although you
are really bastards for doing that.
Well, you have to know at the end of the day. So, Tom, excuse me for a second. You can't hear it.
At the end of the day, that probably the receipts aren't
somebody,
right.
Somebody has to say, Tom, we gave you...
What?
80 programs, and you got $4.
Hello?
But here's the thing, right. Let him be a goodwill ambassador.
Sure. Yeah.
There you go. Hi, Tom.
What?
Hi.
Tom, we think it sucks that you lost your job.
It sucks, God damn it.
And we think that the Redskins need to hire you as a goodwill ambassador.
Yeah.
Maybe like the part of the Redskinettes.
And help them out, and do Rod's part.
Hey, Tom.
What?
How would you like to F some Redskinettes?
I'd like to have one of them.
Would you like to F
them?
I'd like to F them.
Sure, why not?
You wouldn't want to F them in the A, though, would you?
No, I like to F them in the front.
Good.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Dawn.
Hey, Charlie.
Tom, you lost your job at FedEx Field. That sucks.
It's 4:50. We have to break because we have our fantasy draft coming up, but we're not getting to all these jobs. Hey, Tom, we got to go. Now, you know, it's a WJFK show now, so take us to break.
It's a WJFK show. Don and Mike, go to break.
WJFK.
Right. Okay. Hey, Mike, go.
You know what?
Summer's over. Vacation's behind us. It's time to focus on the task at hand.
Doing a great radio show?
Nope. Getting all of your casino escorts... hosts to call 1-866-SINGULAR, then we can focus on what was her first name again?
Jacqueline Vargas.
JB.
Easy enough, Don. Singular Wireless has great calling plans, i.e. family talk, that allows you to add a line to your existing calling plan for just $9.99 per line per month. Your entire family can share one pool of minutes, one bill, one easy plan, and enough lines for the whole family.
Did you buy this phone for your dear sweet mother?
I did. My mom loves her phone. Singular Wireless is fantastic.
Make sure they know that we sent you. Our names are Don and Mike. Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular Wireless store for details.
WJFK.
What exactly are we looking at here?
What do you mean? What?
I mean, is it
is it the Frank or the Bean?
Right.
I don't know. It looks like I think it's a little bit of both.
Break the vein!
WJFK.
They're guys. Don and Mike.
They're right. 5:00. If you're listening to our show on 106.7. Now, I want to get back to this Jerry stuff, because we've only just started to get into the weirdness of Jerry Lewis. Because really what we've played you now is just Jerry being normal.
The weird world of Jerry is what it should be called.
But we do have breaking news from all things WJFK.
This is a big story.
Wow.
A huge story.
Uh-oh.
So let's call now and see if we can get one of the newsmakers on the line with us. And incidentally, a lot of people around here are going to lose a lot of money today in the employee pool. Myself included.
Wow. I just went down the hallway and I saw several people packing up their bags.
Wow.
It's a monumentous day at WJFK.
I think
your
agree.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Oh, no.
Let me try. Oh, what's his number back there? What is it?
I don't know.
This is huge.
Buzz, what's Alan's number?
That's who. You know, it's amazing to walk through the building here and see.
Go ahead, Buzz.
460.
See tears of joy and tears of sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you my quote after. We'll see if we get a hold of Alan or not. Then yeah. I'll tell you my quote to Rob. And I would like to be officially quoted like this. As you know, in our new contract, we're not allowed to directly speak to the press. However, mm-hmm. the press can listen to our radio show and discern anything that we say on the air as being something quotable.
I saw tears of joy, I saw tears of sadness, but mostly I saw tears of indifference.
A lot of that.
Well, let's see.
Would it be safe to say you're the happiest guy today, Rob?
Hey, stick a fork in me and I'll just spew joy.
All right, let's see.
Don't get any on you.
Memo to staff from Michael Hughes. Oh. R.E. Alan Linewand. I am pleased to announce that Alan Linewand is officially, and that is underlined, officially,
yes?
The Vice President and General Manager of WJFK.
Wow!
While carrying the acting title for quite some time,
yeah.
No, let's be honest, 18 months.
Too long, baby.
Yeah.
Alan has demonstrated his ability to lead the WJFK operation, baby.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves us making it official. Alan, and then here you go. Here's where the guys start swinging their D's. Alan will continue to report to me.
Me!
and be directly responsible for WJFK and the Redskins Radio Network. I look forward, guys.
Me too.
Hold on, Alan's on hold. Here he is now, everybody. Alan!
Hey, guys.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's official. 18 months. You waited patiently, and it's finally yours.
Nobody was waiting. I was just doing my job.
However,
oh, shucks.
Let me just say this.
Oh, shucks.
Let me just say this. How dare Michael Hughes, who doesn't like his name being said on the radio, but too bad, how dare he slam you?
Right.
In this greatest of your accomplishments.
Right.
You finally, after teetering on the edge for 18 months.
Finally, the brass ring is firmly in your grasp.
Yet, I'm reading the press release. Alan Limon is officially the Vice President and General Manager of WJFK.
You have to play Alan, music with it.
Holy, you kidding me?
Yeah, come on.
Alan will continue to report to me. I look forward to his partnership and the entire team. You know what I do with this, Alan? I use this as toilet paper if I'm you.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to read between the lines. You the man now.
Right?
Well, hey, you
then
know...
Then why don't you move Michael Hughes out of that old office upstairs?
Michael's got a nice office. He should stay in it. And I've got a nice office. No, so I'm going to stay in mine.
No, Alan, let's be honest. Now that you're the general manager, let's be honest.
I think it's time for you to break down a few walls and really make an office sweet.
That was Ken's office.
Your office is a little big, isn't it?
Hey, see? Now, see? He's feeling his oats, ladies and gentlemen.
That office upstairs... That corner office used to be the late Ken Stevens' office.
Right.
That's the general manager's office.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of significance to having... Who's on the hotline?
That's Bart.
Oh, tell him we've got to wait to do the draft.
We'll call him.
Hold on. Alan, I'll get right back. I have a more important call. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Put Bart on hold. Because I know he's doing stuff tonight. Hey, bud?
Yeah.
Hey, here's a shock. We're running late.
No.
Yeah. What time do you got to go to your thing tonight?
5:30.
All right. Well, we'll probably be able to get the first round in. We'll call you back. Are you in your dorm?
Yeah, I have some grand news, Dad.
What's that, bud?
My car got towed.
Again?
No, that was a ticket before, and that got erased.
Okay, it got erased. Why did you get your car towed?
Because I just found out there was a message on my machine. I didn't know how to use, like, the voicemail here. And it was like, you need to move your car from the main student parking lot because on game day you can't park there.
Oh, so they towed it on Saturday?
Yep.
Oh, my. All right, well, you know what to do in that situation. Call Mom.
I know. I got to go get it tomorrow morning.
All right, bud. So, listen, just tell everybody briefly, college life, good?
It's going well.
You liking it? I mentioned that we were getting the calls from you at 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. And
that was once. I gave you a call at midnight.
And once at 1 a.m. and once at 2 a.m. And
when?
When you went to Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was at 2 in the morning.
So yeah.
You're having a great time?
Yeah.
Finding your party tonight. And you're going to what?
I got a rush party tonight.
Oh, cool. Getting into his fraternity.
That's fantastic. You want to give us a little heads up? Well, I guess you can't do that until you pledge, right?
No.
Because you jinx it.
Yeah, right. Because he's got two or three that he's talking to.
All right,
bud. Well, listen, I love you, and we'll call you back when it's time for the draft.
All right.
Hey, and listen, you're not going to believe this. They finally gave Alan the job as general manager.
Really?
Exactly. How do you feel about that, Bart?
Good for him.
There you go. Yeah. All right, my boy. I miss you. I love you. We'll call you back as soon as we start the draft, about 10 minutes.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, Alan.
Hey. That's all right. I'm a general manager. I have nothing else to do.
There you go.
You know, he's taking it. He's grabbing it. You notice the change in tone?
Mm-hmm. My son sends his best.
Oh, thank you.
Now, listen, now that you finally have the job,
yeah.
You're not the whipping boy anymore, you're not the interim guy.
Right, you're the man now.
What are you going to do to start cleaning up the mess around here? I mean, the riffraff. Let's be honest.
Well, we could talk about what that riffraff is after the show, I guess.
It's no need to talk about it. We'll just simply slip the list under your door.
Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Very good.
Or, you know what? Have your secretary call my secretary.
Okay, listen, I just want to mention a couple of areas that are of concern to me. Now that you're the general manager.
I didn't know this before, right?
Well, no, just because it's not the stuff that you think that we're arguing about.
Well, now it's just now it just has a bit more urgency.
Tim McWilliams. There it is, I've said it.
I think that we all agree.
Tim McWilliams.
There's really no need for any more discussion.
He has to go. Tim McWilliams has to go. You're the general manager. Make a bold statement. This is what general managers do. When they get the job, they fire somebody.
One beheading. One, like, big public beheading.
Just to show everybody you got nuts.
Just to indicate that you are the man.
Okay, I'll get with Julie on that.
Thank you.
And if not Tim, Julie would be fine.
it'll be up to Julie.
Very good.
And Alan, congratulations.
Anyway, so what else?
Some things never change.
Alan, things are good here on 106.7 WJFK.
Well, hey, you guys sound genuinely happy, and I'm genuinely surprised.
Oh, don't mistake that. We're simply doing a show.
It's an act.
Oh, okay, that's...
You know how mad we are. And you know, Alan, just how... What a tight wire it is that we're walking on right now, and you're walking on it with us. Because at any given moment...
Mm-hmm.
We could just flip.
Right.
At any given moment, we could let go with everything.
And fall into the abyss.
But you won't.
No. The abyss of anger.
But you won't.
We've told you that we won't.
You are men of your word, and I appreciate that.
For a couple of days, we won't.
Yeah.
But it's been great having you on the Don and Mike show on WJFK.
Congratulations, General Manager Alan Meinwald.
Yeah.
Well,
How much would you pay me if I called Ken right now to get his response?
You don't have to do that.
No, I
can call Ken separately, but you don't have to do it. No. I'll talk
I
to
Ken.
He's getting out his Rolodex.
I got my palm.
Phone rings, I'm gone.
Well, you won't hear it. Hold on. We got that whole dumb phone rule thing.
All right, listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen to me, guys.
No.
I do have work to do.
All right, go ahead.
All right, go ahead, Alan.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. Congratulations. Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Congratulations, 18 months.
It's not been that long, but I...
Time.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks.
Congratulations. Bye.
All right,
bye.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for being on WJFK.
There he goes.
He's fun. You know, I'll tell you exactly what I told Rob, and I swear to God I said this.
True.
I said, Rob said, what do you think? And I said, it's better than if they hired a real guy.
I mean, hey, you know what? Here's the deal. Always nice to know the commodity.
Yeah.
All right.
Always nice to know what we got.
Mm-hmm. Shall I call him? I have Ken's number.
Give him a call. Couldn't hurt.
He hasn't changed it by now.
Gotta pick up the phone.
Gotta pick it up.
Hey, this won't be too awkward. Interesting.
You know, the guy lives 2 miles from me,
yeah,
and I've not seen him.
Do you even know if he's still in the area?
I think so.
I mean, Frida sees his wife sometimes at Safeway.
Rob's putting the X over his eyes.
He only goes out at night.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it. I'm going to get a machine.
Well, his wife's not dead.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't killed her yet.
Okay, you want to leave a message?
I will if you don't want to.
You go ahead.
Okay. Hold on.
No, I will. I'll do it with you.
Hold on. I'm waiting for the beep. Okay. There you go.
Hello. Hello, Ken.
Hi, Ken. Don and Mike, so happy.
Hi, Ken.
To tell you that I think you owe me some money, because I'm pretty sure we bet on this a long time ago. Alan was named general manager today.
Yes, we're not sure what the pool was. It was many, many moons ago. But, you know, we'd certainly love to have you come on the show.
I mean,
give us an update.
I remember one of those times when we were talking about him behind his back, mm-hmm. when you said something like he'll never make it.
Right.
That you could drop dead or be hit by a car or, God forbid, get fired.
He was named official general manager mm-hmm. today.
We're pleased to announce Alan Lineland is the official vice president and general manager of WJFK. However, you'll probably be interested to know, too, that he still answers to Michael Hughes. So there still is a food chain thing happening.
This is true.
All right, Ken.
Don and Mike calling.
See you in the funny papers.
So long.
Bye-bye. Until next time. I'm so glad we had this time together.
You know, always a good time when we're talking, spending time with you. Time. Best to Jeremy.
Time.
Oh, I'm going to hell.
Roz, don't hate us.
Right, it's just shtick.
We like you, Roz.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. See you at Safeway, neighbor. Okay. Rob, I'm not playing that.
Okay.
That's cruel.
That is.
That's
are we clear?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. We're clear.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
There you go. All right, 5:13 on WJFK.
Wow.
We have the fantasy draft.
Mm-hmm. Are we ready to dive into it?
Oh, we got a break first. Rob, dope, I know we're still on the line with Ken.
Okay, just checked.
I was trying to trap Mike into saying something about
it. I think I said it all.
Okay. All right, now I'll hang up on it.
Okay.
Because he's going to have like a 4-minute message on his
No need for that.
And he's going to be pissed at us. What are you going to do, fire us?
I know. There you go.
Okay, bye, Ken. And gone. What, Robbie?
God, Rob.
He's going to be pissed because you left a 4-minute message. Yeah. That's why he'll be pissed.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything else is fine.
All right, well, we'll start the fantasy draft. You know, we never got to the rest of the Jerry. We're still on the line with Ken Machine.
I know.
We're still on the line.
I know we are.
Buzz, you want to say anything? Does he owe you any money or anything?
Not that I know of. Just hi to Roz and best to the kid, I guess. All right, very good.
There you go.
Okay, hang up now, please. Please hang up. You're making
Come on, it's squirt. Good awkward.
You're making me squirm.
It's good awkward. We're calling the general manager who used to be the general manager to tell him that the other guy
I know.
Got the job
the
finally.
General manager.
The new general manager got the job.
Yeah. It's official.
And Ken, you wouldn't believe the CF we're going through with the network.
Oh, my God.
It's worse than when you were here, when you set this great deal up.
Well, let's not get crazy.
See? You did it. You stayed on long enough.
Jesus.
You're right. You're right. We wish you good luck.
Yes.
Ken Stevens. Have you thought about XM? Jeremy's at Cirrus.
Call us sometime.
I'd
love to get Ken on the show.
We'd love to chat with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ken Stevens, good talking to you.
Hey, what happened?
Right, much love. Mean that from my ticker. Mean that. Bye-bye. Got a new contract done 8 months before it was up.
He probably knows that.
I guess he does. Okay, bye, Ken. And we're clear.
I heard the click. Did you?
What?
Is it really?
It's not really.
Are you lying to me?
Yeah, of course I am. Yeah. Come on. My Ken's machine.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, now there you go. That's it.
Hey.
Swear to God.
Wow.
We're done with it. Hello, Don and Mike, JFK. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing very well.
I'm listening up here in Baltimore. Whenever you say JFK,
over the air here, they push a button, 105.7 live. You want to hear it once? I'll turn the radio up, and if you say JFK,
I'd like to, you know, just for fun, I wouldn't mind hearing that.
Okay, I'm turning it up.
All right, here we are on WJFK.
Wow.
As we announced
hello,
that we were doing months
JFK.
Ago.
Hello. Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're doing very well.
Sure. I'm listening up here in Baltimore. Whenever you say JFK over the air here, they push a button, 105.7 live. You want to hear it once? I'll turn the radio up if you say JFK.
I'd like to, you know, just for fun, I wouldn't mind hearing that.
Okay, I'm turning it up.
All right, here we are on WJFK.
105.7.
That's funny. That is funny.
Dummies.
Hey, they're cleverer than we are.
So dumb.
Oh, Lord. What an interesting segment this has been.
Yeah. Sure has. Kind of a trip down memory lane and also a look ahead to the murky waters.
Yes.
That await us here on the Perfect Storm broadcast. Hey, listen, you know, this is not a surprise. We're not throwing this on everybody today.
Right.
Okay? Hello? Well, never mind. We're going to get to a whole area that I promised we wouldn't talk about.
There's football to draft.
We'll be back. It's 5:17. Don and Mike on 106.7.
WJFK.
And now with expanded traffic, because we have more time, here's Cunnies and Cars. 5:27. On WJFK, Metro weather, the rain through tomorrow night, right, Buzz?
Right.
Through tomorrow night, low tonight, 68, high tomorrow. Now, northwest 79.
WJFK.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Washington, our number is 877-365-3636. You can also call 1-800-636-1067 or by our secret double secret Washington, D.C. number, 202-422-1067. But please, don't call us.
Did you wash your ass today?
I've noticed that, but please don't call us.
Right. Yeah. No, they're not retarded. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
No, he's not retarded.
Right. I'm 28 on WJFK. You know, we got all these Jerry tapes.
Jerry!
Have to roll to tomorrow. We only got the beginning of Jerry being Jerry on the telephone. And tomorrow, Roy Hill, right? We also got Mr. Skin, Paula Poundstone, Sonny Jurgensen, and Joe down at the big CF down at the mall, right?
That's correct.
Wow.
All in the shorter show.
Lots of that tomorrow. Yeah, and Buzz's News. Wow. A slightly truncated show. Okay, this is what we've been waiting for.
Football.
The WJFK Fantasy League. Last year, our league was named Buzz Has the First Pick.
Right.
Charlie, this year, the name of the league is?
Buzz Had the First Pick last year.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Charlie's the commissioner.
That is correct.
Here in the first round, you have a maximum of 1 minute to make your pick.
Okay.
After that, it's 30 seconds to make your pick. Draft order is as follows. Round number one. Charlie, what's the order?
Drafting first is Mike.
Hello.
John Norman. Rob Spiewak.
Hi.
And in a shady deal, Bart Sol.
Yeah.
I mean, Don bought Bart's pick for the entry fee.
That's right.
Picking fourth in the first.
Gary Shady.
Yeah.
I'm the real Slim Shady.
Cameron, Buzz, Lisa.
Hi.
Jimmy and Julie, Bart, and then your crooked commissioner.
All right, so let's see. Here in the studio, it's me, Don, then there's Mike.
Hello.
Charlie, there's
Hello.
Lisa, there's Cameron and John. Hi, Cameron and John.
Hi.
Hello, guys.
And
we're all very excited about the draft.
Thank you very much.
Joining us now from Los Angeles, here is Jim McClure and... and Julie. Hey, Jim. Hi, Julie.
Julie is not here, but I'm here for right now.
And Jim, the name of your team this year is?
The L.A. Smog.
L.A. Smog. And joining us,
do we have to have names for our teams yet?
Yeah, we do. Well, you can change it on the computer tonight.
Okay, very good.
And joining us from Clemson, South Carolina.
Still be the Sea Dogs.
Here is freshman of the year, Bart. Hi, Bart. Hey, Barty.
Hello.
Oh, hold on, that's not... That was my fault. Hey, Bart.
Hello.
There you go. Got him. Hold on. Let me see if I got Jimmy. Jimmy, are you still there?
I'm here.
All right. Jimmy's there. Bart's there.
Hello,
South Carolina.
What?
Are you there, South Carolina?
Sure.
And Los Angeles, are you there? Then we are ready to start with 60 seconds on the clock. And I don't think we need the TikTok yet, Robbie.
No.
Mike is on the clock. It would help if you had your pick if you just made it. Because we're running a little late.
Okay. My number one pick from the San Diego Chargers, LaDainian Tomlinson.
And that means on the clock is John Norman.
I'll just take Ricky Williams.
Ricky Williams. Go on. Meaning on the clock, Bobo Spiewump.
Danny Werf. Oh, no, that's not right. I'll take Donovan McNabb.
Donovan McNabb. And that means me. Well, I just yelled at everybody about taking too much time.
Take your time, Don.
Mike, I like being controversial.
Ever in your life had a
pick? Marshall Faulk. As we go to Cameron.
I would like Priest Holmes, please.
Then to Buzz.
I'll take Marvin Harrison, please, from the Indianapolis Colts.
Somebody already took Marshall Faulk.
Yep, yes. I did. As we go to Lisa.
Marvin Harrison.
Lisa.
Hi.
Lisa, hi. Your mic's on.
Yeah.
Oh, I you up.
I'm doing double duty here.
You do have 60 seconds.
Okay.
We're round six. I mean, pick six, right?
Pick seven.
Oh, I missed it. God
damn it.
Pick seven.
Waiting on Lisa now for her pick.
What did I miss?
Rich Gannon.
Rich Gannon. Off the board. And we go to Bart with pick number nine.
Okay, I'm going to think about this one a little bit.
You have 60 seconds.
All right.
Oh, what about me?
Hold on.
That's Jimmy and Julie.
Oh, Jim and Julie. I'm sorry. Jim and Julie. I'm sorry, Bart. I read the board wrong. Jim and Julie.
I will take Sean Alexander.
McNabb down all
the time. Sean Alexander. Bart, are you getting help from your guys there?
Dante Culpepper.
Dante Culpepper, taken by Bart.
No, I have nine. Good running back.
What?
All right, Bart with Dante Culpepper. We now go back-to-back picks with Broyhill.
How did this play out on your fantasy draft? I mean, on your mock draft? Did you have him screwing me?
Because I
did
know
you?
I know you wanted Peyton and Marvin.
Go ahead. He screwed me.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Peyton Manning and Clinton Portis.
All right, and that is back to me again, all right?
Well, who did he pick?
Peyton Manning.
And Clinton Portis. And then it's
back. Have 11 players been picked?
Correct.
Okay.
I can't hear Charlie, guys. I'm sorry.
Yo, Dad?
Yeah, bud.
I couldn't hear that. Who did you pick?
Hey, Charlie, can you go through the first round? Do you have the,
yeah, we really got it because we're going so fast.
Who has the first round?
I do.
Lisa does.
All right.
Mike took LaDainian Tomlinson.
Right.
John took Ricky Williams. Rob took Donovan McNabb.
Mm-hmm.
And John Marshall Faulk. Cameron took Priest Holmes. Buzz, Marvin Harrison. Lisa, Rich Gannon. Jim and Julie, Sean Alexander. Bart, Dante Culpepper. Charlie, Peyton Manning, and Clinton Portis. And now we're back to Don with the round two.
Round.
I thought you traded me your second round pick then.
No, we just traded first round picks, bud.
Oh, subpar.
Subpar.
So we're at we've made 11 picks, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Plaxico Burress from Pittsburgh, wide receiver. And who's now? Whose turn is it now, Lisa?
Jim and Julie. Jimmy.
I will take Terrell Owens, please.
And you only have 30 seconds for the pick. Who's up now?
I am.
Oh, Lisa is, okay. See how quickly this moves?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody's listening to this or not, but it's a lot more fun to do it on the radio than it is for us to be up in a room upstairs just doing it with everybody smoking and drinking. Lisa?
I like let's smoke and drink. Randy Moss.
Randy Moss, and that means...
I just got called a name by somebody.
Bitch.
Who's up? Did your husband call you a bitch?
No.
Who's up? They're wasting time.
Yes, we are.
Buzz.
Johnny.
Buzz.
Oh, Buzz.
Take Buzz.
Brett Favre.
Yeah, now, you know what? Really.
He's effing you, too, isn't he?
Just F you. F-wall. F-wad.
boy.
That's a shame, Dad.
I'm going to take Matt Hasselbeck.
Hold on a second. Wait, you haven't even called yet.
No, he's not retarded.
Is it Cameron's turn?
Yeah,
that's my pick.
Well, let's make sure we, like, know who's going.
It was Matt Hasselbeck, all right, then.
Focus on the show.
Then whose turn is it then, if Cameron just went? Why do we have this? Don't drop the S-bomb, Joe. Keep up as fast as you can. Who's on the clock, Lisa?
I think Robbie.
Bart? Did Bart choose?
I haven't picked again yet.
Wait a minute. Wait. Now, we're totally confused here.
Cameron just picked.
Right.
So who goes after Cameron?
Bart,
you're on the clock, Bart. 30 seconds.
All right.
30 seconds for Bart at Clemson, South Carolina.
I heard you.
I'm just filling. We're on the radio, bud.
I know.
10 seconds. I would hate to buzz you and have you lose this pick.
Okay. Give me,
4, 3, 2, 1.
No, you skipped one.
What? Does he have a pick?
Deuce McAllister.
Okay,
Deuce McAllister. Only because you're of my seed. And who's up now, and I'll start the clock?
Robbie,
30 seconds.
Tiki Barber.
Thanks, Robbie. Barber.
Who's up now, Lisa?
Mike.
Oh,
Ed, John.
God damn it.
John.
Hi there. Man. Aaron Brooks. Aaron Brooks. And we go to
Mike.
Kurt Warner.
Is his heel better?
And we go to...
No worries.
Who is it, Lisa? Who's up
Mike.
Here?
Mike again.
Edgerrin James.
And we go to...
John.
Johnny.
Hines Ward. Hi, Charlie.
Hines Ward. And these receivers are going fast and furious. Who's next?
Rob.
Robbie. Everybody's looking in their books. Everybody's got the same cheat sheets.
Right.
Joe Horn
of your New Orleans Saints. And who's up now?
Bart.
Tampa Bay defense.
An early run on defenses. Wow. Takes Tampa Bay. You son of a disc jockey. Who's up now?
Cameron.
Hi. I will take Eric Moulds.
Buzz. Off the board. Buzz.
On the Rams, Torrey Holt, please.
Corey Holtz.
Buzz does it. The Rams.
Corey Holtz, please. Thank you, Buzz, for being efficient. Who's next, Lisa?
Me. I'm on green.
Oh, I'm on green. I thought you said I'm on green.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. I'm on green. Got it. Thank you
well,
for your...
Well, if he's black, I am, right?
Who's up now?
Tens of thousands. Jimmy.
I will take Jeff Garcia.
He's a good pick.
He is. Hope he feels better.
Hope his back is better. And after Jimmy?
Donnie.
Whew. It's about friggin' time. Steve McNair.
Mike.
I know, Rob's...
No.
Rob's...
No.
Rob's bugging me because all my players are black.
That's not
didn't McNair get into a little trouble in the offseason, too?
Yeah, Bart, but who doesn't?
Amon Green.
Already gone.
Already did?
Okay.
Your wife took him.
Sorry. Eddie George.
To Charlie Broyhill. Is it Charlie's pick again?
Charlie again.
Yeah.
Hmm?
It's Charlie's pick again.
Donald Driver.
Yeah.
Okay. And we go to who?
Don.
Who did Charlie pick? We can't hear him on the phone.
Donald Driver and Eddie George.
Oh, thank you.
Now you'll be able to hear. I put his mic in my business.
Thank you.
All right, boys.
Jesus.
Hold on. Give me a second. I got time.
While we're waiting, do you have to start a tight end this year?
No.
No, you don't.
Oh. Okay.
Jeremy Shockey.
Really?
Yeah, duh, really.
Okay.
He's, hello, he's white.
You're here. Maybe somebody else can pick the rest of my team for me after I leave.
Bart, I will...
I'm kidding.
I'm doing the best I can. See, Bart's going to be going to this fraternity thing, and I'm going to have to be double-dipping, picking for both teams. Who's next? We're wasting...
Jimmy.
I'll take Stephen Davis.
Stephen Davis. And that brings us to...
Me.
Lisa.
Lisa,
on the clock, with 30 seconds for her pick.
No fair talking with your husband. Just make your pick. See what they're doing? Anybody else see this? They're bickering, and they're keeping the microphone. She's holding it away. You have 5 seconds left.
Okay.
Four, three.
Tom Brady.
And we go to... Who's up?
Buzz.
Drew Bledsoe.
Look at Buzz. Efficient, timely.
He doesn't have anything else to do over there. I would like Cohen Robinson.
Hey, wait till your name is called.
Cameron Gray.
It's okay if Cameron knows when
No, but I mean, I don't know when my turn is. I'm looking at my paper.
You'll hear it. Who's up now?
Wait, who did he pick?
Cohen Robinson, Seattle. Who's up now?
Bart.
Okay.
It's been 3 hours since I got a pick.
Mike, that's how it goes. You have to wait.
I don't like to wait.
Bart, you're first.
Let me get David Boston.
David Boston from your San Diego Chargers off the board. And we go to...
Robbie.
30 seconds for Rob. Looking at his master list.
Much preparation.
Master race. Rob's list is only white guys.
That's it. Most of them Protestant. William Green at running back.
Oh, you're Cleveland Browns, right? Mm-hmm. All right, who's up?
John.
Johnny.
Hi there.
Hi. Hi, bud.
Thanks, sir. I'll take Imani Toomer.
Imani Toomer. It's not a Toomer.
And Mike, back to that.
Mike, two picks in a row. Mike O'Mara on the clock.
In the hands of a practice.
Derek Mason.
From Tennessee. I know you got 30 more seconds for one more pick.
Hello?
Tony Gonzalez.
And who is up now?
John.
Johnny. Johnny.
Travis Henry.
Buffalo Bills, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right, Lily. Who is it?
Robbie.
Bobo.
Hi.
Now I feel like you, Mike. Where's my pick? I'm waiting.
Fearless Price.
For Rob, Fearless Price. And we go to... Who are we up to here?
I'm sorry, Bart.
Yeah?
Your pick.
Turn.
All right.
All right.
All right. All right. I'm over here now.
30 seconds, buddy.
Looking.
30 seconds.
Stand by, Cameron.
Anybody taken Stephen Davis yet?
Yeah. Yes.
Everybody has.
Fred Taylor?
No. 5 seconds. You want Fred Taylor?
Yeah.
He's yours.
Cameron.
Has Travis Henry been picked yet?
Yes.
Professor Gray!
Hi, everybody. I'm going to take Lavernius Coles.
Lavernius Coles.
No, it's not, John.
You effing homer.
Why? Who do you pick?
Lavernius Coles.
I don't want him.
The Redskins. And Lisa, who's up?
Buzz.
Jeff Garcia.
If he's already gone.
Oh. All right.
Nothing to do.
We're at that stage now. It's going to get crazy.
Yeah. Come on, Buzz. Corey Dillon taken?
No.
I'll take him.
Corey Dillon of the Bengals. And Lisa.
It's me.
And it's you. I've restarted the clock now. Oh, I don't know about you guys in your cars, but the excitement right here on Main Street in Fairfax.
It's tense.
It's exhilarating. Oh.
And South Carolina.
Yes.
Oh, and don't forget L.A.
Lisa.
Curtis Martin.
Curtis Martin.
Sorry, Charlie. Jimmy?
I'll take Amos Zeroway.
Mm. Amos Zeroway of the Steelers. Thank you for having your pick. Who's up?
Don.
Oh, me?
You?
Me? I'm going to ask a dumb question. Terrell Owens still on the board?
No, he's not.
Who did that? Was that you, Bart?
No.
I'm the worst at this. Rod Smith. Denver Broncos.
All right, Charlie, back to back.
Tommy Maddox.
Quarterback. And one more for Charlie.
Dante Stallworth.
Dante Stallworth. Now, is that the end of a round?
That's the start of round six.
Yeah.
That's the start of round six?
Mm-hmm.
And we have how many rounds to go?
Ten.
Ten rounds?
Yes.
Then everybody has to be faster this time around.
Well, we need to be able to track it, too, so fast isn't going to be good.
Well, don't we have it? How about if everybody just writes down their own guys?
I haven't been doing that.
Oh, you haven't?
I have.
I've been writing down everybody's guys and writing down my own. But it's still tough to find them, especially when somebody...
All right, well, we have to do a break here.
Age 50.
Let's go around and just see who has what.
Okay.
Well, we've done one pick in the sixth round now.
All right, let's finish the sixth round then. Who's
all right,
up?
It's up to you. Done.
Moi. Okay.
Moi.
Okay. Miami defense.
No.
To who?
Jimmy.
I'll take the Eagles defense.
To who?
Me.
To Lisa.
To Guy. I will take the Steeler defense.
Steeler defense. To who?
Buzz.
Buzz.
I'll take the Carolina defense.
There you go, Buzz.
Cameron.
I'll take Todd Heap.
Barty.
Martin Grammatica.
A little early for a fag kicker, I think, son.
What?
A little early for a faggot kicker.
I'm fine with my queers.
Ed.
Who's that? Oh, Robbie.
Bubba Franks.
Bubba Franks. And...
John.
Me again?
John, I'm
John.
Sorry.
John.
Dad.
Yeah, bud.
I gotta go.
All right, hold on.
Good luck.
Brad Johnson.
Brad Johnson. Wait till the end of the round. We're almost done. Hold on.
Last pick of the round is Mike.
Okay, last pick is Mike. You stay on until Uncle Mike makes his pick.
Has Corin Robinson been taken?
Yes.
What is that?
That's the excitement of college, Mike.
Kerry Collins.
Kerry Collins. And that would do it for the first six rounds. Okay?
All right.
So Bart, you trust me to pick the rest of your team?
Yeah.
All right. Have a good time tonight, and good luck at the rush.
All right. Love you.
Good luck.
All right, love you too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, bud. Bye, bye.
So Jimmy, we should all have six picks, right?
Jimmy, hold on a second, please. If you want to recap before we go to break? Does everybody know who they have on their own team?
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to go real quick.
Okay. Let's go in.
I've got everything right here. Want to go real fast?
Sure. All right. Go ahead.
Okay, Mike, LaDainian Tomlinson, Kurt Warner, Edgerrin James, Derek Mason, Tony Gonzalez, and Kerry Collins. John, Ricky Williams, Aaron Brooks, Hines Ward, Amani Toomer, Travis Henry, and Brad Johnson. Don, Marshall Polk, Plexico Burris, Steve McNair, Jeremy Shockey, Rod Smith, and Miami defense. Cameron, Priest Holmes, Matt Hasselbeck, Eric Moulds, Corin Robinson, Lavernius Coles, and Todd Heath. Buzz, Marvin Harrison, Brett Favre, Torrey Holt, Drew Bledsoe, Corey Dillon, and Carolina's defense. Lisa, Rich Gannon, Randy Moss, Amon Green, Tom Brady, Curtis Martin, and the Steelers defense,
Jimmy and Julie, Sean Alexander, Terrell Owens, Jeff Garcia, Stephen Davis, Amos Saraway, and Philly, defense. Bart, Dante Culpepper, Deuce McAllister, Tampa Bay defense. David Boston, Fred Taylor, Martin Gramatica. Charlie.
What are you laughing at, Mike?
This is funny.
Charlie, Peyton Manning, Clinton Portis, Eddie George, Donald Driver, Tommy Maddox, and Dante Stallworth.
Is that it?
That's it for now.
Okay.
1 through 6.
Okay, when we come back.
Well, let me ask anybody.
Hold on there, Jim and Julie.
Are we going to get any commentary on our picks?
Well, I guess what I wanted to really want to know if from everybody at, are you listening to this?
Anybody out there?
Has everybody tuned out, or are you still listening to this?
Has Trent Green been picked?
No.
Nope. No, he's not. You can have him. In my humble opinion, you can have him. I think my team sucks too, Mike. I'm not thrilled with my choices.
I'm not real happy.
I think Bart's team sucks too.
Mm-hmm.
I think Buzz, right now on paper, I have to say, Buzz has the best team.
I feel good.
No, he doesn't.
Oh.
Excuse me.
I defer.
Excuse me, Mr. Competitive. Hello, 106.7, Don and Mike. Hello.
It's a dynasty. It's not a competition.
Click, 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 click.
But you listened long enough to call us, though.
Click, I just turned it on and heard the
No,
end of the
you're lying, oh, lying. Hello there, Don and... Oops.
God, I hate dicks.
Not me.
You're surrounded by them.
I know.
Hello, Don.
Those dicks.
Don and Mike, 106.7. Hello.
Hello, I'm listening.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh,
hello, 106.7.
Yeah, I got a quick comment on the draft.
Yes.
First of all, the Patriots defense is just one of the best defenses of the year. Especially going into this year, wasn't it?
Okay, thank you, Sports Radio. Hello, Don and Mike, 106.7.
Hey, I think this is great, and I think that Mike has definitely the best picks, and then Buzz has the second best pick.
Hey, all right.
Wrong.
you're going to say wrong about everybody.
Charlie
Don and
disagrees.
Mike, WJFK. Hello,
Dick.
Hello.
Double dick.
I was just playing. I mean, I've got no bone to pick with you.
I know you don't.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Well, I don't even like sports, and I'm still listening.
All right.
That's a good comment.
Yeah, you know, as always, who cares what you guys think anyway?
No, but that was a nice comment.
I know it was.
You say who cares when it's bad.
I know.
Come on.
No, he was nice. We'll break, and then when we come back, we have how many more rounds?
10, unless we do some during the break.
Let's do some during the break.
I mean, we have 4 rounds left.
No, there are 16 rounds total.
Ooh,
so let's
I don't have enough
let's
place.
Do some during the break, and we'll come back and finish it up. Okay,
right.
We'll be right back on 106.7, where it's 5:53. Be right back.
WJFK.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder.
WJFK.
Floor. It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel.
That was an extra one. We didn't mean to do
WJFK.
That was an extra one.
Come on, give me a beat closer. That's what I want.
What, that's what I need.
Yeah, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dell, you gonna get a shot?
No shots for me, sir. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you gotta master the technology of this game.
Yeah, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
At 6:04, WJFK Metro weather, rain. We're not going to finish this draft up on the air today. We want to get to Buzz in the News. Low tonight, 68. High tomorrow, 80. Northwest is 81. And everywhere else, 79.
WJFK.
Oh, right.
They will do you well, Don and Mike.
All right. We attempted to keep the draft going during the commercial sets. We made a couple of picks. Now, if we want to get to Buzz in the News, and I want to give Buzz some time here, we have approximately 2 minutes.
Wow.
No, we have maybe 5 minutes.
I'm good.
And then we'll have to wrap the rest up off the air. We're up to round number what, Lisa?
We're at round 9, and it is Bart's pick, and you are picking for Bart.
Okay.
Picking for Bart, then I pick...
Oh, Christ.
Drew Brees.
Cameron?
No, hold on. Strike that. Please strike that. I wasn't looking. It's not my pick. It's my kid's pick.
Right, and and I didn't check the bye week because I'm doing two teams at once.
Uh-huh.
I think that's acceptable.
I'll give you the same courtesy, Dick.
I create the courtesy. I'm the commissioner.
I love a man with power.
Oh, dear.
Jay Fiedler, please. He'll hate either one of them.
Who's up?
Sam.
Is Charlie Garner still available?
Yeah.
Yep. I'll take him.
Charlie Garner.
Sorry. Is Eddie George still available?
No.
Okay, then I'll take Troy Hambrick, please.
Of the Cowboys.
Hambrick.
Stiff. The giant stiff, Buzz.
I know. I'm out of players.
And who's up here?
Me.
Oh, hi, Lisa. Troy. Everybody, see, everybody, this is the problem. Everybody goes looking on their goddamn list to try to find Troy Hambrick.
Hambrick.
To write his name down.
He's not on there?
Okay. It's me?
Yeah. Hey, Robbie, we got to load the Buzz stuff in here.
Right.
David Akers?
Kicker. That'd be the second kicker taken. And who's out?
Jimmy.
Oh. Now, he's not been listening to any of this. Jimmy, who do you want?
Is Vanderjack available?
Yeah.
Yeah, take him. He's yours.
I take Vanderjack. Thank you.
All right. Lisa. I guess I should have turned Jimmy's back on, the phone back on, and we came back on the air.
Does it go back to Lisa?
It's to Don.
Oh, to moi.
For yourself.
To moi. Jason Elam.
Back to back for Charlie.
Orlandis Gary.
Okay. He's a running back. Who did he play? He just got traded, didn't he?
Detroit.
To Detroit. Okay. One more for Charles. This is friggin' confusing. Trying to do this. Trying to run this show. Trying to run my draft. Trying to run my son's draft.
I know.
It's tough.
Yeah.
I can only do
Jeff Wilkins.
Jeff Wilkins? The kicker.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay, who's up?
Don again, for you.
I'm effing things up.
I can't find Orlandis Gary.
He's already gone.
I know. I'm trying to wipe him out here.
What happened to the pictures I was supposed to...
I don't like this.
Is he gone? We got 30 seconds, right?
Okay.
Joe Jerovicius.
He's gone.
He is not.
No.
I was talking
helping Mike.
Oh.
Wide receiver.
Has Curtis Martin been taken?
Yes.
Who's next?
Who's up now? Are we ending?
It's Jimmy.
Let me know when we're done with this round.
Okay, we're in round 10.
You said Curtis Martin's gone, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Sorry, I will take then...
Come on, hurry up, ass.
Hi, Mike. I so
Hi, Jimmy.
You.
Jimmy, you know I just said that to say it. You know that.
Come on, big gum.
I think Warwick Dunn.
Warwick Dunn. Is he gone? No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's yours.
Enjoy. Thank you.
And who's up? Who's up?
Me.
Lisa's up now. The wife of the commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
The wife of the crooked commissioner.
Collusion! Helen!
You're sleeping with the commissioner. You sucked the commissioner's D.
Antoine Smith?
Tickle the bees!
Buzz?
Joe Horn, please.
Gone.
Oh, Jerry Rice?
Gone.
Derek Mason?
Gone.
Good Lord. Rod Smith?
Gone.
Todd Pinkston?
Have him. Take him.
Troy Brown?
Todd Pinkston, you got it.
Oh, okay, all right.
Todd Pinkston, you
Thank
got
you.
It. Are we done with this round yet?
Cameron.
Is David Akers still available?
No.
I will
no.
take Sebastian Janikowski.
Okay, good. I had him last year. He's great.
Good pick, Cameron.
He's great in the pistol. Oh, he's great in the number one test. Oh, that pisses me off that we can't say that word. Really, for goodness sakes. Who's up?
No.
You for Bart.
Oh, me for Bart. All right, well, let me try. This is
Poor Bart. Poor Bart.
He's going to kill me. Wayne Cravat.
We're picking all the guys he likes.
Yeah, I'm trying. Mm-hmm. I'm really trying.
And, yeah, Nick. And it's going to really, really make the season. This is an earth-shattering pick.
Robbie.
Antoine Randle L.
Of the Steelers, right?
Yes.
Their number three receiver.
Well, everybody.
That's progressive for Rob.
Everybody needs a number three receiver. Are we done with this round yet?
No, John.
Adam Vinatieri.
Kicker. Okay, who's up now, Lisa?
Mike, to end round 10.
Mike, to end this.
Jay Feely.
Jay Feely, and that's...
End of round 10.
That's it. That's all we're doing on the air.
Very good.
We're
going to
get the rest done off the air.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
Right, sorry about that.
WJFK.
Sorry about that. Hey, Mike, we're still on the air. Why do you have your headphones on?
I'm exhausted. I'm sorry. I was excited about getting Feely. Jay Feely. He's my number one rated kicker after all those kickers with Vegas. I'm going to call Jacqueline Vargas.
All right, let's all make sure. I'm counting my guys. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I have 10 guys.
I have 10 guys.
Everybody have 10 guys on their team?
10.
Yes, sir.
All right, then there's 6 more to go. Rob, you have how many? Rob, F you. Rob's over there going, I only got 7 guys. I only got 7. All right, we're going to do the rest off the air because we want to get to buzz with the news and the comments.
During break?
Yeah, I want to do it all during
right
the next
now.
Break.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
During the next commercial break. Mm-hmm. Then here you go, Lisa. I'll put this on hold. You can talk to Jim and Julie on the telephone. And while we're doing that, let's see. What does everybody think of their teams? Do you think?
I feel better about my team than I did
pretty
before.
Happy. Yeah.
I've always liked mine.
Cameron.
Go Skins.
Yeah, Cameron's yeah. got the Washington.
You're
Redskins.
A sap. You're a suck up.
Because you have that job, you don't have to pick them.
You're a bigger suck up than Sonny is. John, you like your team?
So far, so good.
Robbie?
Miserable.
I don't know. Verdict's out on mine. Mm. Who knows? God, I took that queer shocky. I don't know why.
Yeah, you needed a tight end.
He's just so dreamy and so outspoken.
But he's just such a powerhouse in the Giants offense.
I know.
But he's no Tony Gonzalez, who I have been waiting for years.
All right, I do love Steve McNair. And Marshall Faulk, you better not Faulk me over this year.
And I will tell you, I don't think my running backs can be beaten.
They are?
LaDainian Tomlinson, Edgerrin James, and Deuce Staley.
I don't
Those
know
are my
if he's
going
to play much. 2 out of 3 is not bad.
Well, it's good to have a
I think Bart's happy with his team. He likes the Jets and the Buccaneers, and I try to do my best for him. And if some of those picks don't work out, well, c'est la vie.
And in the great tradition,
world where owning a radio
my receivers suck.
Strictly forbidden.
Bareboat.
One man found a way to bring
Isaac Bruce's history, right? Basically,
it's me. He made it up.
No, Isaac Bruce is a good receiver. Torrey Holt's number one, but Isaac Bruce is a good, solid number two receiver.
Derek Mason, pretty good.
No.
No.
But, of course, that's who Steve McNair is going to be throwing to. So I'm just as stupid as you. Just as stupid as you.
And Jay Feely was my number one rated kicker for the Atlanta Falcons. And I'm excited about that.
Why was he your number one rated kicker?
Because my little printout puked out Jay Feely.
Good. Why was Jay Feely higher rated on your list than Jason Elam?
I'll tell you why.
Why was he higher rated
it
than
says
Mike
right
Vanderjack?
Here, lots of opportunities will help him.
But Michael Vick is gone.
What do you mean?
They're going to be punting a lot.
They're not going to be getting as many opportunities because they're not going to be getting as many touchdowns.
It's my experience in the NFL that when offenses don't produce touchdowns, they produce field goals.
Or punts.
Perhaps not.
Punts?
Yes.
You have a fine team.
Thank you. I think so.
Really, you do. How many right now, by a show of applause, how many think Buzz F them over?
I know that I definitely.
I feel good.
Because I know there were 2 or 3 guys that I
You
had.
Don't even know who Marvin Harrison is.
No, I really don't. But I have him.
I know.
He's mine.
Buzz, good yes. going. Yes. We'll finish this up off the air. And then, Lisa, you know what you can do, if you wouldn't mind, after all the teams are done? Go to WJFK.com and just post our teams there. Can we do that?
It's going to take a few days that we're going, or a couple days, maybe by tomorrow, but I'm going to have everything set up there so people can track with who we are starting and our records and who we're playing on the show and all
good,
that stuff.
Good, then go to WJFK.com to follow along.
Follow along all season long and watch us all just screw up.
And kill each other. Buzz,
yes.
Your lead story today is...
The thing some Survivor contestants may miss the most are the illegal drugs.
Oh,
hey. Oh,
yeah. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News and comments
coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
I'm just kidding you guys. My team kicks some ass.
Good.
I love all my guys. How about you?
I'm psyched.
Yeah. How about you, Rob?
What's that?
That was very
professional, baby.
WJFK.
And now, because we care desperately, at 6:16, here's longer enhanced traffic on JFK.
The word from Planet Crackpot.
Don and Mike. WJFK.
Two willful boys. Don and Mike.
I don't know if I've ever worked as hard as I have in the last hour.
I know, you've been trying to run the board, pick for two people, make sure everybody's going with the draft.
Right.
Keep it all organized in here.
I love it. It's time for Buzz's news and comments.
Someone call for a doctor.
And I don't have the slug in front of me, but I know it's... Here it is, Buzz. I should know this by heart by now. Verimax Sensual Pleasure Performance Enhancer. Doctor-developed, clinically tested. Verimax works. Get it at Rite Aid GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Verimax, call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Right. In case you're wondering, we got through... Let me count my list of guys.
Hey, that tote board really came in handy.
We got through 12 and a half rounds.
Right. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11,
12 guys on my team.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 on Bard's team.
So that means we can get this done during the next commercial.
13 guys. But I think I picked one more than you, 12.
Okay, we'll get it done during the next commercial stop set. And then you can follow, because Lisa will put this up on the website, WJFK.com.
Mm-hmm.
Our rosters, and including this year, we're going to have our starting rosters. So you'll be able to just go to WJFK.com and see who's playing what.
Right.
Who's doing what. Feeling good.
I'm feeling pretty strong.
Loving it.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Feeling good. I'm glad football's starting. I'm glad the fantasy is here. Loving it all.
Do you have any Redskins on your team?
F no.
Oh, God.
Not in a million years.
Cameron Gray, though, our operations manager, has 70.
And Cameron will be operating. He's the producer this year of the Redskins games.
Uh-huh.
He'll be broadcasting direct from Dan Snyder's scrotum.
Absolutely. God.
I'll take Lavernius Coles. Another point for ass kissing for Cameron Gray.
Pretty amazing. He's got some significance. I think he's had the Redskins defense also.
Yeah, like the Redskins care if you take any of the players for your fantasy league, Cameron.
Well, he's being a homer.
You should have taken some good players. Anyway, that's just me.
Did you say Homer or Homo?
Homer.
Oh, okay.
Homer. He's no homo. But think about all the lawsuits at George Mason against
him. That's right,
doesn't. Yeah. That's right.
He's had so many big white bitches that have been after him.
I'm attacking a big white bitch.
I told you. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, naturally, CBS wants to beat everyone else to the punch when it comes to digging up the past of its Survivor contestants. But CBS can't catch every little detail. Apparently, the Smoking Gun website can.
Good for those guys.
CBS says contestant Krista Hasty was arrested for disrupting an officer's abilities to perform his duty. She laid on the hood of her car as it was being towed away, but that's not the most interesting part of her background. That part can apparently be found in the archives of an old Usenet news group devoted to illegal drug use. Where can I hook up with some meth in Los Angeles? Krista wrote.
Go to Jim McClure's.
Also inquired about cocaine and other stimulants. CBS also missed the DUI arrest last year of contestant Ryan Shoulders and the interest he expressed online about LSD. CBS has no comment. Well, save the date. Ben J-Lo have selected and announced a wedding date. This time,
thank God.
Yes, I know. And this time they're apparently not kidding. Sunday, September 14th on a hillside near Santa Barbara, California, maybe at a winery.
You know, Buzz, your microphone sounds nutty.
Yeah, it does. It's a little like, distorted or something.
It's overmodulating.
I know that. Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little better. Thank you very much. Sorry, it's all right. Technical on your ass
important.
There.
No
J-Lo joke intended there.
Right.
About getting on your ass.
The Biltmore is catering. About 400 guests got phone invitations last Thursday. They'll get details on time and place 4 days before the wedding.
You know who's been invited?
Who?
Mike, please pay attention to the show.
Who's been invited?
To what?
To the wedding. To J-Lo and Ben's wedding.
What are you doing right now?
I can multitask, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm multitasking. Okay. I was waiting. I was at that pause was because I really wanted to know what you were saying. Go ahead. Ask me again.
Who's been invited to the wedding?
What wedding?
J-Lo.
Someone famous?
Yeah. Jay Leno.
Oh, no.
Now, why would you invite Jay Leno to your wedding?
Because they're dinks.
I know.
Because
they are.
They're just out of it and they believe their own press.
Mm. I know. I was reading a list and it's like it's people like Christian Slater and Crispin Glover and then Jay Leno.
Jay Leno does not belong at anybody's wedding.
No. Brother Casey Affleck is the best man, but Matt Damon, Bruce Willis, Matthew Perry, and Alec Baldwin will also be there. California is where J-Lo married dancer Chris Judd in the month of September. That was her second marriage. It lasted 9 months. This will be Affleck's first wedding. It's still mostly good to be Cameron Diaz, besides being the most highly paid actress in
New
Hollywood.
New and improved Joker products.
One of the loveliest, in my opinion. She's on vacation in Hawaii.
Put a hook in that mouth.
Oh, but you'd love her if she came walking in here. You'd love her. Mm. Won't be a hook. But I think all those women that you don't like because they're members of the Big Mouth Club, I think if they rolled into the studio live, you would be taken aback.
New and improved Joker products!
You know, I was watching On Any Given Sunday last night. Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous. They run that
She's
movie
sexy
on,
in that.
On Channel 7. How can you possibly run that movie on regular TV?
No.
You can't.
There's
so many things. Every other word's a cuss word.
You can run Entrapment on regular TV, but you can't run On Any Given Sunday.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
Because in that movie, it might as well be called Spotlight on Catherine Zeta-Jones' perfectly formed ass.
Oh, she is so hot.
In those leather pants when she's doing that deal to go underneath the lasers.
Perfect for network television.
Yeah. So that's okay, but you can't have Al Pacino yelling at Lawrence Taylor calling him an a-hole.
And that Insomnia movie I watched last night, that's that I didn't see when it was in theaters, which is...
Al Pacino and your man?
Yeah, and I fell asleep. I fell asleep watching it.
There's an advertisement. Because it's called Insomnia.
Right.
But my point here about with Cameron Diaz, though...
New and improved Joker product!
That I saw her last night on Any Given Sunday.
Yes.
And I was just drawn to the fact... She has such a friggin' fish mouth.
Yeah, but remember when she was on Leno, when she had that, remember Mr. Skin?
I just got excited to see a nipple. That's all.
Sure.
She's got a fish mouth. Julia Roberts has got a fish mouth.
I love me the big fish mouth. Great teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful choppers.
Too many teeth, but if you had to ask me who would I do between Big Mouth Roberts and Big Mouth Diaz, I'd say Diaz.
I'd probably do Diaz, too.
For you.
Well, things turned ugly for Cameron on the first day of her vacation, which was also her birthday. She broke her nose in a surfboard accident. She tells the Associated Press she's totally bummed because she can't go surfing anymore.
New and improved Joker product!
But with that body and over $42 million a year coming in, she'll find something to do.
Sure.
A scene-stealing actor Johnny Depp says he was ecstatic when they renamed French fries Freedom Fries. Quoting him, grown men in the U.S. government showing themselves as idiots. Depp, who lives in France with his French wife, does not like President Bush or the way Bush criticized France for not backing the war in Iraq. And in Depp's current opinion, America is like a dumb puppy that has big teeth that can bite and hurt you. Aggressive, end quote.
We should remember, we buy tickets to his dumb movies.
That's true, and it looks like he may be the next Willy Wonka in the next movie version.
That's not a bad choice.
Oh, please.
That is really not a bad choice. He's weird enough to do it. You look at Ed Wood, and you look at Edward Scissorhands.
I know, but the whole
thing... He's got that weird thing going pretty well.
Okay, now here's the thing, Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
Why remake Willy Wonka?
Well, Gene Wilder was the definitive Willy Wonka. I agree with you there.
They ruined the Jim Carrey, the Dr. Seuss book.
Right.
I've seen the ads for the Mike Myers thing as the Dr. Seuss, mm-hmm. Cat in the Hat.
Right.
It looks awful. Why take a classic movie, which up to this, even to this day, you know, there are parts of that movie that, when I was a little kid, would scare me.
Yeah, sure. Of course, yeah. It was great.
Wait till the next one.
They made it a much darker, the book was kind of dark.
Oh, the book is very dark, and the scene in the tunnel, mm-hmm. if you watch it in slow motion, there is a chicken getting its head chopped off.
Wow.
It's a great kids movie.
But what I'm saying is, Robbie, even as is with all that, it is still a great kids movie. I don't need some dick like Tim Burton getting his hands on it going, I have to show the dark side of Willy Wonka.
Is it Tim Burton? The author, Roald Dahl, never liked the Gene Wilder version and had his family, or perhaps he even did, approve Tim Burton as the director of the next movie. So maybe it'll be more.
You know what? I didn't even know that. I swear to God, I didn't know that. That just sounds like the kind of thing that Tim Burton.
I'm not a Tim Burton fan. I'm really not. But this is one particular subject where you might give him a chance on this one. Who knows?
Make-believe DJs Opie and Anthony are still gainfully unemployed, and their home station, WNEW New York, has changed formats and call letters. But the company that owns that station, and this station, could still be fined for the incident that yanked ONA off the air. The incident was the broadcast account of a couple supposedly having sex in St. Patrick's Cathedral.
That's a good bit, Buzz.
The FCC's ruling could come any day now that it has a recommendation from its enforcement bureau. The company could be fined $7,000 to $27,000 for each incident of indecency. No idea yet how many incidents they'll cite. A poll by the paper New York Newsday shows that only 43% of the public believes the station suffered enough. The majority wants more punishment.
Those people should go to New York and try listening to that station.
That's punishment enough.
You'd hear, they're punishing everybody in New York constantly.
It's horrible.
Blink 102.7.
There will be a debate among the California gubernatorial candidates tonight. Arnold Schwarzenegger will not be there.
He says, oh, that sucks.
He doesn't care to participate. He says he'll show up for the one September 24th.
Say, people do judge you by the words you use.
You don't let him get
when
away
with
it.
When you speak well, you command respect.
Most people surveyed say they still don't know where he stands on the issues.
You know, of course, because he doesn't know where he stands on the... He doesn't know where to stand on the mark when he's making a commercial.
It's ridiculous that he's going to get away with not being able to... You know, when they're all out there debating. I mean, they're going to beat 300 people up.
I says, jingle all the way.
How about the big old... Hey, I flexed the muscles for you. And Basile has my favorite body part.
The ass. We never got to all that stuff in We Magazine.
Oh, right.
Yeah. About Arnold talking about having sex with a black girl and how some guys could get it up in front of other guys.
Right.
And they didn't mean that they were fags. Yeah. I mean, his words, not mine.
Sure. Yeah.
It didn't mean that the guy was a fag.
That's all right. I like the big orgies. Bring in the great ass.
For months, we've been hearing the opinions of actors and singers about the war and about our Republican president. And now that Arnold Schwarzenegger is running for governor of the state that many stars call home, it's eerily quiet out there. The man who runs The Hollywood Reporter says he thinks stars aren't talking because many of these Democratic performers are also friends of the moderate Republican known as Arnold.
Well, whatever the reason, Buzz, here's my humble opinion. I've said this before. Just shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up and make TV shows and make movies.
Many of them.
We don't really care what you think about politics.
And isn't Arnold the ultimate big mouth?
Oh, yeah, and Arnold more than anybody.
Right.
Shut up.
Well, a lot of the actors and singers have the same talent agents or are friends of Arnold's Democratic wife. Most of the Hollywood money, however, so far has gone to independent candidate Arianna Huffington. She's gotten donations from Seinfeld's Larry David, Pulp Fiction producer Lawrence Bender, ER's Noah Wiley, and West Wing's Aaron Sorkin.
It must be high. Aaron Sorkin, of course, is
high. Of course.
But the other guys must be high, too.
Yeah.
You give money to her, she talks like, you know, Aliba.
I don't think they have like this debate between the two of them.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, you're just so crazy.
Well, I don't want to go to Arnold.
Arnold here, right over here.
Buzz, hold on.
All right.
We got a break at 6:38 on JFK Extended Traffic coming up. We'll be right back.
WJFK.
21 till 7 on 106.7.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
I don't know about you guys.
They wish that they were prettier. Don and Mike.
6:48 on WJFK.
Yes!
106.7 FM.
Wasn't it easier when we used to do it, like, upstairs? It seemed like we did it easier on the air last year.
Yeah, well...
Were we just pressed for time? Is that what it was?
Yeah, we did too much with Jerry Lewis and the other stuff.
I think last year we had a few more breaks on the air that we did.
Yeah, so I'm counting my players. I got 1, 2, 3, 4... Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I should be done. Do you have me as done, Lisa?
Yeah, you're done, but we need one more pick for Bart. If you want to do that.
I'll do that. I'd be glad to do that.
Right now.
Right.
And I need to pick one more, too.
Right now.
And I need one more.
For Bart?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Nedney, kicker, Tennessee.
Robbie?
Hold on, we're wrapping it up here, guys.
Jeff Reed for Pittsburgh.
Jeff Reed!
Okay, good. Throw all this junk away.
All right, who's next?
John.
We're almost done with our draft. We're almost done.
Almost done.
One pick. Kyle Brady.
And with the last pick, Mike.
Packers defense.
And that's it, we're done.
Is the Packers defense taken?
No. It's yours. Right. It's yours and Jacqueline Parker's. Huh,
okay. Thank you, baby.
Everybody, thank you. Lisa, how long until you get all this stuff up on WJFK.com?
Going into the weekend, people will be able to follow it with the weekend football.
All right, thank you very much,
that
everybody.
That won't be too tough a job. God, I can't keep any of this straight.
Wow. And I gotta, and my kid's going to be out at this rush party tonight getting drunk. Meanwhile, I got to tell him, hey, hello, some of the players that I drafted for you will be playing tomorrow night.
Very, very interesting.
So he's going to have to get his lineup together.
Oh, that's right. We all have to get our lineups together before tomorrow.
Not unless you don't have any Redskins or Jets on your roster.
I've got Jets, baby.
Jets.
Yep,
I got none of them.
Do I have any Jets? Wait a minute. Hold on.
I got none of them.
Cameron will know how he did this week tomorrow night. Yeah. He'll be done.
Poor Cameron. He's the Larry Michael of the draft this year.
I don't have any Jets. I have none.
Then call Jacqueline.
Jacqueline Vargas. I'm coming out to the Venetian again.
Half the night off. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Arnold Schwarzenegger has apologized now for his bragging about group sex and pot smoking in a 1977 interview, but he may have some more explaining to do. Fellow former bodybuilder Rick Wayne says he and Arnie were talking about apartheid in South Africa in 1975.
Oh, here we go.
Quotes Arnold as saying, if you gave these blacks a country to run, they would run it down the tubes, end quote.
Oh, here we go, Arnold.
Quoting Wayne, who is black, I thought the comment was racist. I was pissed off, end quote.
If you give these blacks a country to run,
they'll run it right down into the ground.
Into the ground.
Was Rick Wayne the same guy who did Females for Hire?
That was the same name.
Not the same
guy. Not the same guy.
Not to be confused with Bruce Wayne.
Right, Bruce.
Different guy. But Wayne goes on to say, do I think Arnold is racist now? I would be disinclined to say he is. I have known Arnold to help loads of black guys in bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he has any racism in his blood.
Hey, excuse me.
With his Nazi father.
Excuse me now. Large Negro.
Come here. I'm Arnold.
Hey, Negro. Spot me.
Right over here. But make sure you don't run a country. Yeah, you'll run it right into the ground.
He's toast.
Yeah. I'm beginning to think he might be toast.
No.
You think he's going to survive all this crap? I think it's going to be more and more and more.
People don't care. They know that he's an idiot. He's just a big, dumb movie star.
I know.
They blacks. Can't run that country, huh?
Runs right into the ground. That's what I think of apartheid, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ask him to spell apartheid.
Yeah, really.
It'd be like Tom Gavin time.
In sports, D.C. police say they'll activate their surveillance cameras on the National Mall tomorrow when a crowd gathers for the NFL kickoff activities.
Oh, and listen, really great news, at least I think from a show standpoint, with no offense to Lisa.
Right.
Joe Ardinger will be our correspondent for the giant NFL-CF tomorrow.
Wow.
Joe will be down there with a bullhorn.
Making statements as only Joe can.
As we pass them along via cell phone and headphones to Joe.
Very good.
Joe will be yelling at the crowd on our behalf tomorrow.
Excellent.
Down at the National Mall.
There'll be 14 D.C. police surveillance cameras, hundreds of thousands of people. After it's over, the police say the cameras will go away.
Don't bring your weed, Joe.
Oh, weather, more rain through tomorrow night. Low tonight 68, high tomorrow 80, and finally...
Oh, WJFK temp now 79er.
Right. Hey, this prison chili tastes like S, and there's a reason for that.
Oh, no.
Dinner was served 1 week ago tonight at the Cumberland County Jail up in Maine. Some inmate had put number 2 in it. When the other inmates found out who did it, they beat him severely. Chili's now off the menu. Quoting one inmate, I can't eat here anymore.
Oh, God.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is it me or is this chili really good tonight?
So tender.
Gross. The meat falls off the bone.
God.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to our show on 106.7. WJFK, stand by for our buddies Ron and Fez.
Yeah.
We'll be coming up on time tonight, tomorrow. Jesus, Joe down at the mall.
Right.
Mr. Skin.
Mm-hmm.
We've still got the Jerry Lewis tapes to get to. Shemale, Paula Poundstone is coming in tomorrow.
Amen.
Sonny Jurgensen and his gigantic teeth.
Unbelievable show.
All of this, and we got to cram it into 3 hours
wow.
tomorrow, so we'll do our best. Thank you for listening. See you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Good day to you, sir. To you, sir.
What a team I have.
This must be vegetarian chili. It has a peanut in it.
BM.
Eaters.
Will we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.